before he can condemn it?
Opie.
One must see evil before he can denounce it.
Anthony.
This is disgusting and it's very, very cool.
FM.
1027 WNEW, it's Opie, it's Anthony, it's Lewis Black from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. If you want to talk to Lewis about anything that's going on in the news, locally, nationally, whatever, give us a call. 212-757-1027. I guess we need Lewis's take on Hillary, the carpetbagger.
Yep, it's really, well, who cares? I don't, you know, that's the least of my worries, you know? Why do they even bring that up? Who cares?
That she's a carpetbagger?
That would be a good, you know, if somebody, if there was a good carpetbagger, it'd be good, wouldn't it? But she's not a good carpetbagger, so don't worry about that. The fact is we wrote a law that says somebody can live here for a day, which is about all it takes to become one of us schmucks. So, I mean, you know, what's the degree of difficulty? You don't worry about that, but the fact is, it's not that she's a carpetbagger. Who cares about it? It's that she's Hillary Clinton. That's worse, dragging that baggage around. Look, I've already lived with that pecker wood down there for 8 years. I don't need her sashaying about, you know, so I got to go through this for another six. So that 14 years of my life, I got to spend at least some part of the day thinking, woo-hoo, this guy got his winky blown by a 21-year-old. I don't care what happens. I don't care what occurs for the rest of our lives. Whenever you see him, it's at some point, you go, oh, yeah, that's a first lady. Oh, I got a winky blown. At some point, that's what you're thinking. I'm tired of it.
Right.
That means Chelsea, that yeah. I got to watch her. Oh, what happened to her? Oh, what a poor girl. Yeah, boy. Son of a gun.
She was on a boat with the Kennedys this past
weekend.
I saw that.
Did you see that? I thought, wow, that's the difference between us and them. Wouldn't see us on a boat with them.
No.
And you know, if I was her, I wouldn't go anywhere with any Kennedys at this point. You know, why are they boating? If you're a Kennedy, I think you should just be in a cryogenic freeze chamber. Something like just, all right, just don't touch me, don't look at me. I'm a Kennedy, you never know, a boulder's going
to
fall out.
But apparently the women seem never to die. If you notice that.
That's true.
They live forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're already cryogenically frozen.
They just give them lobotomy.
Yeah.
One. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, this one came out a little retarded.
This one,
put a couple of bolts through the head.
Yeah, boy, that's a good one. You know, here was the angry one. We were able to get rid of that problem. But you got Hillary, who I think, I'm beginning to think, maybe, you know what? Maybe, what if she's got a... Maybe that's a... But really? Seriously, what
wait,
if...
Wait. I know they dumped out of that. So you're wondering if...
They did.
That maybe
D.I.K.
You're wondering possibly that Hillary might have a Schween.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I never know what the rules are here.
Well, they don't. They've upped the rules lately since you've been here. Lewis.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Please, all of you out there who never even seen one, I apologize. I call it a pesky. So Hillary's got. You know, what if she does have a
pesky? I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, and that's the reason.
Right.
And that's the reason that the whole thing has been like this. And that's the sad thing. And then we're going to have to learn this, like, you know, when she's 77 and she finally says, up here, you know, we get a picture of her and, like, Hustler showing her schwanz toward the very end of the career. And then she's, you know, and the other thing is just so irksome about it is then she's running against Giuliani. And the only reason, you know, I vote for Giuliani is to get him out of here. You know? I mean, it's like I don't need him running around as a representative of us. Okay? Not that little autocratic, you know, son of a... You know, it's like... You know, he's hugging, and then what's his name? Yesterday, just said, picking Michael Moore, giving him...
Yeah, yeah.
A noogie. Yeah, that was... Oh, please.
Don't give me noogies. You're ruining my comb over. Suffering fuck attacks.
You know, and the thing... I mean, I'll never get over it. Giuliani took so much credit for what went on here...
Right.
...that I will never... I have no truck with him. You know, we lived here. If we didn't live here, he wouldn't have a city, the idiot. I came in. It was like that, and I got, you know, I'm going to take care of gridlock. Well, I'm glad he's taking care of gridlock. Okay, something to do. At least they're not out pounding people this week. You know, I mean, I think the cops do a great job here, but it's like, you know, with him, like, kind of revving them up. You know, I just got a feeling it's something's wrong. It's just wrong.
We need a third choice, I believe.
We need a third choice, and I think some sort of animal. That's how I've always believed.
I was thinking ex wrestler, maybe animal. You know, there's a few more ex wrestlers out there we can pick.
Ventura is absolute proof that Minnesota is not filled with social drinkers. They're a land of alcoholics.
But you know what the dream come true would be? That this trend continues and every state has their own wrestler governor.
That's
where they could just get there and go, listen here, Minnesota, I'm coming for you. You know, you're all hopped up with your revenue and stuff, and we've been down in the dumps, but we're coming back. Legalized prostitution.
Yeah. And that's always good. And it's always good for the state and the family to see the governor in a wrestling ring, refereeing.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah,
that's
pretty fun.
That's good. Yeah. You know, that's always a nice, tasteful thing. I don't know who the third party should be. I think some big, giant tortoise.
Just a big tortoise.
Just a big tortoise, some big sand tortoise, and you've got a yes side to no side, and you ask him a question, and wherever he happens to stumble, that's it. That's the way we go.
The damn thing would win, man.
Fan.
Just vote for the big tortoise.
You know, and then the presidential thing is enough to, I'm nauseous. So that Bush.
Nah. Bush and the cocaine, what do you think?
Didn't do it. Isn't it unbelievable? It keeps backing off 7 years, 4.5 years, 9, 12, 108, 16. I fight. I mean, you know, once he started opening the can of worms, it's like, first off, I don't like looking at him either. All it does is remind me of his father, and I'm like, ooh, younger and creepier. Ooh, that's what spawned the older one. Ooh. I just don't get it. I mean, you know, you did cocaine. If you did it, just say it. Just say it. What's the main deal?
Not going to play by those rules.
Not going to play by those.
Not going to play.
He sounds just like her, doesn't he?
He does, too.
Not going to play. Going to distract you by electrocuting some more Negroes.
And, you know, when they say, you know, this is the main thing with him, is that he's leading the polls. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows. I was in Arizona last week, and there's a few of them go, oh, well, you know, I said George W. Bush. They're going, yeah. I'm going, you don't even know who he is. You know, what do you visit Arizona? You drive over, ooh, let's go see the governor? You don't go, you don't know. Like, he's got to be in front of us for a while. We have to look at him and see. You know, the cocaine thing's only the starter. And it's great. You know, he's 27. He probably did. You know, he did it. I would even think he was a little more human if he told us. But the fact that the reason he won't answer this is because he probably did a ton of blow. And then he's arresting people right and left for what it was that he did when he was a kid. Schmuck. You know, now he's got to answer to that. And he should answer to that. It's evil. It's like, you know, it's like some sort of twisted. Go see a psychiatrist. Don't play out this on us, you idiot. Oh, I did it and I was bad, so I will punish the others. Let's elect him the president. Let's elect somebody we don't know again. We didn't know Bill Clinton. We had to spend 8 years watching him undress. Let's see what this jackass does. Yeah, let's go. And why not even know? Let's go to somewhere obscure, somewhere like Namibia, and find somebody nobody knows. Bring him here so that over the whole 8 years, it'll just be kind of unveiled what type of a personality we're dealing with. He was the governor of Texas. He should be investigated for that alone. Oh, boy.
Well, who do you want to be president? The next president? Libby Dole, maybe?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Now he's really... I was on a roll there. Now I'm exhausted. Just the mention of her name.
You know what's pathetic? Libby Dole beat out Dan Quayle in that first poll there. Oh, my God.
Rightfully so.
Dan Quayle. That's got to be an embarrassment for him, huh?
Well, he should be embarrassed. He shouldn't be running.
Just leave. Just leave the business.
Who doesn't? I mean, but you can always find somebody. You know?
Yeah.
Go, you know, yeah, sure, Danny. Come on.
Dan, you run. I think this is your year.
Yeah, I always remember Marilyn Quayle used to wear a dog bowl on her head, a reverse dog bowl. That was always a cute. It was the most unusual looking thing I'd ever seen. The man, I mean, and then he, you know, if you can't spell the word potato, a word that, by the way, spells itself. Potato. Once you've said it, you've spelt it. You know, all you have to remember is not to put an E on the end.
Yeah, oops.
You know, that's it. I think if the kids at McDonald's who are serving this deep fat fry have to know that word, I think the president should.
You know what I like, too, about getting back to George W. Bush there,
mm-hmm.
is that in the news recently was Saddam Hussein's kid. And how Saddam Hussein's son is in charge of the soccer teams over there and beats them and tortures them when they lose. And I just think if George W. Bush gets in, and maybe Saddam Jr. gets in, it's almost like the Archie kids. You know? It's like the same thing, only they're younger. It's the same little grudge match and everything like that.
I'm gonna bomb you. Come over.
Hey, you like your father. Look at you. And like you can make a sitcom out of it. And all of a sudden, George Bush and Saddam could be pals. Look at the kids fighting again.
I'll never get over it. I tried to show them the road of death. You're all trying to live.
Oh, road of death. You never found me in bunkers, did you? Never found me.
I was looking. Bombed everything. Now the kids are at it again.
I'm almost looking forward to that.
It was sad. I started to pine for those times.
Missed that. Oh, man. Let's take a couple calls here. Debbie, what's up?
Hey, over there. What's going on, guys?
All right.
How much you want to make a bet that Hillary's is bigger than Bill's? But Hillary's is home in the draw.
Oh. Yeah, she was just jealous. No. Bill was getting some action.
We're thinking strap-on, I believe.
Oh. All right. Hey, you guys suck.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
I have got to hear your riff on Kathy Lee, dude.
Kathy Lee Gifford?
Yeah.
There's nothing to be said.
Yeah, there is.
That hasn't been said already.
It hasn't been said 100 million
You weren't reading the Post yesterday?
Oh, you hear what she said on her show yesterday?
No, I missed it.
She was all upset because Cody... doesn't want to kiss her on the lips anymore. Like, you know how that mother-son, I guess you reach a moment in life.
He's just stunned looking at me.
This is why I didn't want to get into it. I knew that something horrible would be said, and now I can't recover. I'll tell you this, I don't have asthma, but I think I'm closing in on it. Cody, kiss how long? I know it's Cody. Like
I think he's 25 now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, he's got to be 13 or something.
He's up there, yeah.
Well, that's like saying, why didn't you just say, you know, you won't let me come in the tub and scrub his nuts anymore? I'm really disturbed. What if she kissed him on the lips? Man, oh, man. Yeah. Oh, good. I mean, that's
I guess it's important which one she's talking about.
Which set you're talking about there, Cody.
If they could see me now. Yeah, there's a carnival cruise.
And then there's controversy because she's now doing
boat.
There's controversy because she's now doing the show Braless, Lewis.
Yeah.
And then he's horrified again.
And I swear, and the viewers are up in arms. They don't want to see a braless Kathy Lee on the Regis and Kathy Lee show.
Is there any difference? What could be the difference? Is she still opening her mouth?
Kathy Lee, those nips can cut glass! Gelman, get her a bra!
What could possibly, if you're watching her, and her mouth is open and she's talking, what else could you possibly be worried about? What? The fact that she's speaking aloud, that's the end of it. You're kind of, because it forces you to drift out. I find myself drifting out. I wake up. I don't know why I'm in the room. Son of a gun. And then meanwhile, Regis is becoming a gazillionaire.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Regis falls in on a show where that is like, you know, every day I got to read about that. How little is happening? That, oh, God, this is the greatest show ever. Wow, man, people have a big time. It's insanity.
And every day.
And he's becoming popular. Meanwhile, his hair is becoming a color that I don't think exists on the human spectrum.
Crayola's putting out Regis White.
Have you watched that show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You look out, you guys. I've had it with you.
I know.
I can't.
Well, we got to check out this stuff so we can riff on it a little bit.
I should, but I haven't been able to bring myself to sit down and watch it.
Right. It's like getting to your taxes or anything else. Eventually, you got to do it, you know?
What is this, like 3 more days of it or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
I'm saving television, Gelman. Give Kathy Lee a Cleveland steamer.
Dudes with tunes.
So I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 1027.
What is this shirt doing here?
Don't even try to figure it out. Just go along with it.
Whatever.
Hello, sir. I'm an elderly gentleman, and I need a motorized scooter. They call my name's Bill.
What's your name, sir?
They call my name's Bill.
Bill?
Yes.
Have you seen any particular type that you like?
I like the little rascal.
The rascal?
I saw that on the TV. I'm a little rascal in my little rascal.
Uh-huh.
Is what the woman said.
That's what the woman said, huh?
And she's getting around, she's shopping and eating ice cream. How fast does it go, sir?
The fastest is about 5 miles an hour.
I flew a P-51 Mustang in the big one.
Yeah, it won't go that fast.
Oh, it won't?
No.
I need also a room in the back for an oxygen tank, because I'm on oxygen.
Oh, I see.
And it's got to have good suspension, because I don't want my colostomy bag dislodging.
No, you don't want that either.
No.
Yeah. The bigger machines will have, like, a spring suspension in the front.
Oh, boy. My friend Petey's got one, and it's a real chick magnet.
Yeah?
He goes around at the bingo game, and he gives the girls rides on the back. Can I get a two-seater?
No, you can't get a two-seater.
But I can't be jostled around too much. Yeah. I got a prostate like a porcupine.
Yeah, oh, I see. Yeah, that's kind of tough. You can stop by our showroom. We have 3 or 4 models on the floor, and we get them in.
Excuse me, sir. How the hell am I supposed to get there?
You're not driving anymore?
No. I drove in a lake, and they took my car away.
Oh, I see.
Can I take one of these, like, on major highways?
No, you cannot.
Because my grandson lives far away, and I like to play some ball with him.
No, you can't do that, no.
I can't?
No, the furthest they'll go is about 24, 25 miles.
Is that the furthest range?
Yeah, and they go about 5 miles an hour, so you'd be kind of lost on the highway, don't you think?
I don't have much. I have nothing else to do. What else am I going to do with my time? If it takes me 2 hours to get 10 miles, I don't care.
Yeah.
Also, I lost my arm in the big one.
Oh, you did?
Do you have any kind of catapult so I could play ball with my grandson? That you could, like, a pitching arm or something?
No, no.
They call my name's Bill. Could you just come over and shoot me in the head?
No.
I'm in hell. I was big once, I was in the war, I was a commander, and now I gotta drive on a 3-wheel battery-powered scooter?
Yeah, that's sad.
This is degrading.
It is degrading.
Sam, could you just shoot me? Could you take a goddamn gun and shoot me in the friggin' head?
No, I don't think so.
Please, I'll come down, put my head under a wheel of one of the scooters, and hit go.
I don't think
could
it would
do
anything.
Could you do that to me,
no,
Tony?
I don't think so.
They just hit me in the brainstem with a ball-peen hammer, Sam. Could you do that?
No,
I'm in hell.
So.
Yeah. I haven't been laid since the Kaiser was in Germany, for Christ's sake. I have big baloney breasts. I haven't seen a naked woman in 42 years.
That's a long time.
Do you know what that's like? My pants are up to my nipples, and I'm calling for a scooter.
Yeah, what's your last name, Bill?
I have a wraparound eyeglasses. That I look like the friggin' Terminator, Sam. I've lived for 85 years. It's enough already, for Christ's sake. Kill me. Could someone just kill me? My name's Bill. They call my name's Bill. Jesus. My teeth just fell out. My friggin' teeth. I spit my teeth out of my head.
Oh.
Kill me. Somebody just kill me, for Christ's sake!
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I have no clue what anybody's saying, but it's the funniest damn show.
More stupidity on the way.
1027.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Hey! Sorry. Off to another fine start today, Anthony.
Yes. What? Right off the bat, what the hell? Mike flags are on here now.
What is this?
Is this the cheesiest? It's pieces of paper that say 1027 WNEW on little square things. Let's rip it off and get them mad. See, they're on to me. They tighten the screw really, really tight.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
We said we don't want any mic flags.
There you go.
There's yours. Be patient a couple of seconds.
Our mics are back to normal. We keep telling people, Ant and I can't see each other with these stupid huge mic flags on the microphones.
We hate those mic flags.
God, there are people around here that really need to get a real job. This is their job, to put mic flags on the mic every day.
Okay. There we go. I'm going to take this little FM Talk 1027 one home, though. Little memento. Here we go. I'll leave it over here in the corner.
All right, Ant.
My
much better. Hey, Hope, there you are.
Hey, what's up, bud? How are you?
Good. I'm exhausted already.
I know. We've had a great hour of radio so far. I think we've done enough today. Hey,
now
give me the...
Damn that thing.
Oh,
look at you.
I hate that. Everyone steps on my effing headphone cord. You know something? It might sound a little nitpicky. Can we get a jack where I sit?
Where is
your the headphones? The jack's like way over to my right. Everyone steps on it.
Man, you're changing.
Jay Moore almost took my head off.
You're starting to get an attitude and stuff.
That's what it is, Hope.
You're starting to
demand things, you know.
I'm demanding. Just plug it in.
I got to hear this.
Oh, my God. No, I'm exhausted from playing Half-Life.
What do you got in front of you?
Oh, a couple of snapshots.
Come on.
What? These could be the funniest two pictures I've ever seen in my life. And they are going on the website.
No.
Are they on?
WNEW.com.
They're on WNEW.com?
Oh, they got to get on the underground, on the unofficial website.
Steve, stealing from the WNEW.com website.
Well, if you go to WNEW.com, I guess what, our little section there?
Yeah.
Air staff, and then you click on Opie and Anthony. You could see pictures of Opie with his head, his whole body pretty much, sticking through the giant pumpkin cutout when he went pumpkin picking with Sandy for Halloween. And there's another lovely shot of him with his little red wagon pulling a couple of pumpkins.
Shut up.
I still think it's...
Ah, that's adorable.
All right, let's see. I'm trying to find him. They're not up there.
I just saw him on Scott's thing.
You might have to refresh your web page there, Opie.
Let's see. I'm refreshing. You think it's on the Wall of Fame?
Maybe.
Let me see this. We got our raw picture up there. Nope, it's not up there.
No? You sure?
I saw it on Scott's.
Let me look at the Wall of Fame.
Maybe it was the web page before.
Valentine's Party. Yeah,
Now that we mentioned it, it's hard to get on the website.
It's not there, thank God.
Really?
Thank God.
I can't see why.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time.
Well, it'll be on the unofficial website, too. But, oh, my God. The picture, I don't know which one is more adorable, Sophie. You sticking your head through the giant pumpkin cutout. Or you pulling the little red wagon with the pumpkins.
I got to say, though.
Thank you. I was hoping you were going to say it on your own without me having to point something out.
Okay.
That's very obvious in those pictures.
Okay. Well, no, the one with you sticking through the pumpkin, I can't really see it as much.
Okay.
But pulling the wagon, I got to admit, your face, you look like you really don't want to be there.
No, why?
I got to go with you on
No, why? Because the Mets were in extra innings at that point.
Yeah,
and I lost we went over that whole story. I lost the reception at that point.
Yeah,
so I had no choice to go pumpkin picking instead of listening to the rest of the Met game.
Pumpkin picking,
boy, those are some big pumpkins. Oh, I can't wait till those are up and running. Some side or another.
Caesar, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right,
I've been listening to you guys for like 5 or 6 months now, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you guys go for like 3 months because I'm off to boot camp.
What? Boot camp?
Yeah, I'm going to the Marines, Parris Island.
Hey, congrats.
Thanks. Is there any way you guys can maybe set me up with a banging before I leave or something?
When are you leaving?
The 18th.
Yeah.
There's got to be some, you know, girls crazy to bang a Marine or something.
Dude, you got it. The reason we stopped...
Well, my brother's also going with me. Maybe we can put on a rotisserie or something.
Gotta do it.
You have to.
We
Those
have one
rules.
Rule on our radio show. It's such a distraction when we could hear the radio show in the background because we're on a 40-second delay.
Yes.
And we keep telling you guys, if we hear the radio on when you're live on the air, we just gotta hang up on you.
Unbelievable.
Because all the email comes in, people get really frustrated at all the really bad phone calls we get on this radio show. And one of the reasons is because people want to hear themselves on the radio, so they're distracted. They're trying to listen to the show and talk to us at the same time.
Yeah. Turn your radio down.
Please.
Everyone knows that already.
Ed, what's going on?
Yeah, I was wondering, is it official now that you're a pussy whip fag, Obi? I mean,
you know, on the New York radio message board, that's the latest rumor.
That you're a fag?
Yeah.
rumor or fact?
Rumor. The faithful listeners are pounding that thing. I feel sorry for Alan Sniffin, the rock and roll dentist.
Hey, listen, Opie, I'm a conductor for the Long Island Railroad.
Are you?
Yeah, and I'll reserve the fag car for you if you want. I mean...
The fag car?
Yeah.
It sounds like you know all about the fag car.
That's me. You know it.
All right. Thanks, bud.
You love it.
There's the beer car and there's the fag car that Ed runs.
Instant feedback's coming in. A lot of them saying, when's The Rock coming in?
The Rock is coming in at 5 o'clock today. We're very, very excited.
Mm-hmm.
We hope he's going to be excited to be on our fine radio show, Anthony.
What was he on, The View this morning?
He was on The View.
With the Bob what?
That's a tough booking.
The Rock on The View.
Rock on The View. Only a bunch of old ladies watch The View.
Any guy that's
we gotta
on
ask
The View.
Him, we got to ask him about that right off the bat, how it felt, because what is he going to get accomplished there?
A guy on The View. Yeah, the audience isn't quite the wrestling demographic.
No.
I wouldn't think. It's a bunch of tea-slurping old bags sit around watching The View.
They're all as old as, like, Mae Young.
Yeah.
That watch The View.
And any guy I've ever seen on there, it's like, why the hell would you go on The View? Our own pal from Comedy Central, what's his name? Going to be in tomorrow.
Lewis Black?
Lewis Black. Lewis Black was on The View. What the hell is Lewis Black doing on The View?
It's their managers and stuff. It's their people. It's their handlers, Ant. They talk you into it. They say, hey, this would be good for you.
We've had some offers to do certain shows. TV shows that we just deny.
To be honest with you, I think we have denied everything.
Every single TV offer that comes in, because you know why? We'd look like idiots doing it.
Right.
We know that. We don't have to be on TV.
And then there's TV shows trying to split us up, like, we only want Ope. We only want Ant.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Stupid, like, sort of one of those Bill Maher shows.
Oh, we did turn down...
Politically Incorrect.
We did turn down Politically Incorrect because we hate Bill Maher, and the next time we see him, we're going to punch him in the face.
Punch him in that huge forehead.
But they wanted us to do like the be like the announcer voice when he was filming here in New York.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it. We don't like the guy. We think he sucks.
Bill Maher. Meant some Fox show. Wanted us to do something.
Local Fox show that runs at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. No, leave that to.
I mean, we'll take
the Toms and of the radio industry.
We'll take exposure any way we can get it, but
now to make our own news.
But we're still out drinking at 3:30.
Yeah,
if it was 5 a.m., then we would
can't
talk.
Quite make it
right.
You didn't happen to see Tubby Tom's appearance on that MTV show?
The list on
the list.
VH1,
VH1, whatever the hell it is. I'm not knowing much of anything today. I'm like, what is that? Who was that? What? Who? I'm shot.
Tom Likas with his Down syndrome haircut.
Oh, my God. You know, he shouldn't go on TV. He really shouldn't. I don't get it. That mongoloid hairdo, the Down syndrome haircut. What's he doing?
God, I just...
Come on!
Can't stand him and can't stand his radio show. Can't stomach it.
Try, you know, gave it a try for like 5 minutes.
No, I'll be honest. I gave it a couple weeks.
Five minutes at a clip.
Hated him when I knew he was coming here. Said, all right, I will put all that aside, even though we like battled in the beginning. And I said, okay, I'll have an open mind. I think everyone should at least have an open mind. And then I listened as much as I could. And it's just god-awful. It's horrid. Just god-awful.
Horrid. Oh, man.
What?
It's line two, Steve.
Will O and A do the Rosie O'Donnell show?
Yeah.
Steve.
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Why don't you guys go in Rosie?
Yeah, Rosie.
Come on.
That's Rosie? Another show. Like, what guy would go, what self-respecting man would go on that show?
Some fake.
Every day you see the guys in the audience. Oh, my God.
You know they're whipped.
I love you, Rosie. Rosie, I love you.
Rosie would never have us on, first of all.
Yeah.
What's up with adopting this third child? Like, give me a break.
She's eating him. She's snacking on him, and she's halfway through the second one, and she needs another.
Give me the baby. I want that baby in my belly.
I'll tell you what's up with that. Rosie wants to pretty much save the world.
Yeah.
And if it means, like, adopting 17 kids, she's going to do it. She's one of those.
Save the world. But meanwhile, she thinks she's the type of person who is just all good.
A perfect role model
she's
for
perfect.
Everybody else, right.
So she's going to adopt these children and take them away from a life of horror, I guess.
Horror. She
and,
is and
be
horror.
And be Rosie O'Donnell, perfect person that she thinks she is. She knows everything. She knows all the right things. And anybody that doesn't agree with her is wrong. She gets on that show of hers and starts preaching. Oh, my God. Oh, shut up. Christ. First of all, she gets on the bandwagon with that Chubb Club thing. Tries to preach about that. You can't even lose weight yourself.
She hasn't lost a pound.
Before you start getting on your vehicle and preaching a cause, please, try to do it yourself first,
before,
you know?
Before you branch out.
If you slimmed down a bit and then started your Chubb Club to get other people to slim down, hey, sure.
It's kind of
like not?
It's kind of like an alcoholic telling everyone else not to drink.
Don't drink. Don't drink.
While you're just,
another beer.
While you're just slamming them in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Hey, did you guys see the band show last night?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
That game, Hungry Hungry Oprahs. Oh, my God. I
yeah.
installed
it was
game.
The Hungry Hungry Hippo game, but
right.
it was Oprah.
And it had, like, these little miniature hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Oh, my God. It was great. Listen, I got to go, guys.
Bye. Yeah, the man show was pretty funny. What was it, like a retrospective of the past year?
It was hilarious last night at Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And I was watching with my brother. Sandy was there and Sandy's sister. And they did the whole lingerie segment. Did you
yeah.
see that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All the chicks from the show. What are they called?
The Juggies.
The Juggies or the Jiblies or the Jigglies.
The Juggies.
The Juggies.
Yeah, and they were...
They're going into the dressing room and trying all, like, the hottest lingerie. And that one blonde that is just like...
She was huge.
Right. And Sandy is just getting more and more agitated.
Really?
More and more agitated. Every hot woman that is appearing on the TV, and me and my brother are just losing it, loving life. And my brother had the line of the night last night. He goes, Sandy, I don't think this segment is catering toward you.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Because she's like, oh, my God, her boobs are so blown up and big, and look
was
at
she
that.
Getting, was she getting pissed?
Oh, yeah.
Does she need another cruise? I'd be glad to send her.
you know, Ant, I think I'm going to have to write a check live on a radio show for you.
Are you going to do that? Are you serious?
It's going to kill me. It's going to kill me, but I'm going to do it.
You're actually going to pay for Sandy's cruise?
Yeah. You got to explain without explaining, obviously.
Yeah.
What we're talking about.
Well, my wife, Jen, is a little pissed off, I guess. And decided to go on a cruise on my American Express card and took Sandy.
Right.
Your girlfriend.
Right.
With her.
Right. And you just assume, like, Sandy paid her way.
Yeah.
And your wife paid her way.
No, no, no. All charges went on my Amex. I paid for your girlfriend's cruise. I bought a cruise for your girlfriend. Airfare down to Florida. The cruise in the Caribbean or wherever they went.
Well, she needed a shoulder to cry on.
And well, that's a pretty expensive shoulder. My God.
I know it sucks because now I'm going to have to pay for that cruise.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I won't deny it.
In all fairness to Ann, Ann's like, that, dude, whatever. They scheme behind your back. That you don't really have to pay me. But I really have to pay you. And I know that.
Yeah.
What it's going to come down to, though, I'm going to have to pay for that cruise. You have to pay for the other one. And neither one of us got a BJ.
No.
I got nothing. I got to write off a... I got to write a check to you for a great vacation down the Caribbean, and I got squat.
That's all right.
Out of it.
That's all right. I'm getting effed.
More ways than one.
That's right. Jiminy Cricket.
All right. But The Rock is coming in at 5 o'clock today, Anthony.
Yeah.
Very excited if The Rock is listening. You got a bunch of huge fans here on this radio show.
I hope he's The Rock.
I hope he's The Rock.
And not Dwayne.
I hope he throws us around the studio and has a lot of fun up here today.
Yeah, I want The Rock to come into the studio.
I heard on The View he wasn't The Rock, really. He was The Rock a little bit, then he was Dwayne.
He was Dwayne.
We just want The Rock.
I've seen him on the other shows sometimes, and he's like, you know, yeah, well, you know, if you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute. No, you're The Rock.
Right.
Smoke, you got to be The Rock.
Do what it takes. Smoke some crack, whatever, drink. Just come in here as The Rock.
Absolutely.
And you will make us very, very happy. Extremely happy. We're like little kids today.
Yeah.
For the first time, I'm going to look at one of our guests and go, oh, my God. It's a superstar.
Absolutely. And you know how big that guy is? You know how tall he is? It's huge. It's going to look like make us look like all fidgets.
That's all right. And then my girlfriend will be creaming her pants over another guy. Great.
Yeah, she really loves
him. Oh, my God. She's already in the city walking around just can't
wait. She's all giddy.
She's all dressed up.
Yeah.
That makes a guy feel good.
She got all dressed up for The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, that's something.
There's such a double standard, too.
Yeah.
Because like I was just saying about the Man Show last night, I'm sitting there. It's like girls I will never, ever meet on the tube and just great lingerie, yeah. Huge boobs, perfect bodies.
You
like,
have to sit there and watch.
They're crawling around the floor, and you're just losing it. Any guy would, right?
Uh-huh.
And she gets pissed because she sees that I'm losing it a little bit.
But it's a TV.
But she could just lose it over The Rock to the point where, I swear to God, if The Rock said, give me a Hummer, she would do it.
Oh, my God.
Without a doubt. And she is a nice girl, but she would do it, right?
And Rick would step in and say, hey, Rock. You get your hands off my sister, and The Rock would kill you.
And that
Fight Club.
And that would be great to see. But see, she finds it completely normal that, you know, she could have all these whacked out fantasies with someone that she will see in the flesh.
Yeah.
Right?
Someone in the flesh that maybe a phone number could get slipped to inadvertently. You never know, right?
We can only hope.
Oh, my God.
Can only wish. We can only pray. And also at 4 o'clock today on the show, Jeffrey Ross, a very funny guy.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here? We're starting to get, like, real celebrities and real guests.
It's all downhill from here.
I want to go back to, you know, on the way, egg shooting and...
Well,
you know,
we will. We still are.
And penis weightlifting, that
yeah.
type of thing. But
we have, you know, things like Lesbian for a Day that we still do.
Jeffrey Ross, the king of the one-liner.
Mm-hmm.
He does the roast on Comedy Central all the time, and he's like the hit by far. And he's appearing at Caroline's tonight. Is that the deal? All right, so we have lots to do, Ant.
Yes, we do.
And a lot of people requesting more. They call my name. They call my name's Bill.
Oh boy,
Bits.
Oh, Bill.
We need lesbians for Lewis Black tomorrow.
Wild Bill's Coffee Shop.
We had like 10 girls call yesterday to be a lesbian for a day.
Oh, most of them can't make it till next week.
Uh-oh. And if you're a girl and you want to be a lesbian for a day, we're setting that up tomorrow because Lewis Black's coming in. And every time Lewis Black comes in, he says, you know, nothing's going on when I'm here.
He hears the show.
When I'm here.
He hears the show and he can't make it in. And there's debauchery going on, all kinds of fun and hijinks, nudity, lesbians. And he gets a little upset when he comes in and we don't have that for him.
Right.
So we got to hook him up.
Definitely. So if you're a lady who wants to come in and be a lesbian for a day, please give us a call. Eric, what's going on?
Let me tell you something, guys. I don't have a big enough sponge to wipe up my girlfriend's mouth when The Rock comes on the damn TV. It is the most annoying thing in the world. Tell the guy to put a shirt on or something when he's out there. I can't take it anymore. We went to a WWF show with my friend Rob, and we're all sitting there. This guy comes out, and I swear, within 5 minutes, she's like hanging on a ring post,
yeah.
and I lose her for the night.
Oh, I know.
What are you going to do? What can you do with this guy? You got to put on a shirt, some overalls, you know.
I take satisfaction in knowing that he's married and he's probably not getting all that. And he's traveling the country.
So
he's cursed as well. Trust me, every guy out there is cursed. Doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're a big-time rock star or a movie star. We're all cursed.
We all have our
own curse out there.
I used to love wrestling. I watched it all the time. I finally got my girlfriend to turn off Ally McBeal for once and start watching Raw with me. The minute she saw The Rock, I can't get her away from the TV.
I know.
It ruins wrestling for me.
Well, definitely call in with your questions for The Rock because we're going to do a whole segment where he talks to you guys. So.
Yeah, I got plenty to say to him.
All right, Eric.
Thanks.
Thank you.
He's pissed at The Rock.
And I don't blame him, man.
A lot of guys.
All right, Ant, we're running late. We're going to take a quick break. And right after the commercials, I think we're going to play the They Call My Name's Bill phone booth bit.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people requesting the They Call My Name's Bill bits today. We found a girl that could shoot stuff from a private area.
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Thanks for checking us out today. We appreciate it. And we have audio from Alan Sniffen, too.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking about us on the New York radio message board.
Yeah, he does like a real audio radio show kind of thing. I guess in between cleanings, fillings, and x-rays.
Right.
He has time to do a little real audio recording of his opinions of New York radio.
Well, our faithful listeners attacked the New York radio message board last night.
Yeah.
They continue to attack it as we speak, and we kind of told you guys to lay off because it was funny, but...
Yeah.
We kind of like the guy, actually, because
yeah,
he does have an open mind as far as what we're doing here at NEW. One of the few that post on the New York radio message board.
How could you not like your friendly neighborhood dentist?
Right.
You know? Seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, he's all right.
The only thing is, if you listen to his... what he calls board reflections.
Right.
It's his own private little radio show on the computer, Opie.
Yes.
He sounds like friggin' Tom Likas.
Are you serious?
His voice sounds like Tom Likas.
Do you want to get into it now?
I guess we could a little bit.
I got it somewhere here. Keep talking, Ann. I got to find it.
Rick were listening to it a little bit, and he goes off on a whole thing about us and morning radio, and
he
insists we're doing morning.
I hope you were listening yesterday because it was really, really, really funny. We were talking about the New York radio message board. There's a bunch of tools that need lives that discuss all the important issues that are that concern New York radio.
Or they think are important issues.
And what are some of the examples they've discussed in the past?
Oh, my God. They come up with these stations I never heard of. Should WXAZ do standards?
Right.
And then there's a whole, like, 20 answers to the question. What should WNEW do next? And then there's, 20 more people with different opinions.
And they're all old school. I mean, they're convinced, all the jocks that used to work here.
Yeah,
still have something to offer to other radio stations in New York.
Oh, and you hear, bring back Dave and Pat St. John and Carol and have them go back to doing classic rock. It's like, what?
It's like, when is the rest of New York radio going to wake up and realize what a talent Carol Miller is?
Oh. Yeah, but that's what you get on that. Like I said, a lot of these guys, I picture them, they have their black and white photo of them by the big radio microphone,
mm-hmm.
wearing the suit and tie, and holding the one headphone ear very close to their ear as their little promo shot. And what we're doing here at NEW just repulses them. They hate it.
And they're convinced because they hate it, everyone else should hate it.
Right. So they go on the board and spiel about why we suck and how we suck as the ratings... God willing, continue to rise.
They had a whole discussion how unprofessional we are because, like, we'll cough and whatever, burp, and just, you know, do stupid stuff while the mics are on.
Yeah. Maybe our grammar isn't perfect every time we open our yaps.
Oops. As long as we're entertaining and making people laugh, that's all we care about.
But they couldn't imagine opening up a mic and broadcasting the way we do.
Right.
I mean, that is just heinous.
Tom, what's up?
Hey, what are you guys, a bunch of pussies?
Why?
What? You tell everybody to bash this dentist yesterday, and now you're kissing butt on him.
No, I think you've misunderstood us. We said bash the board, but we actually said that Alan's a pretty cool guy, and he's had an open mind. The point we were trying to make yesterday is there's a lot of rumors that are started on the New York radio message board that have no substance whatsoever. The latest...
Oh, come on. He put his drill in your mouth.
The latest... shut up, dude.
Fags.
Thanks, Tom. And the latest being that... you know, Ant and I are going to mornings. There's just no truth to that whatsoever.
And he just insists we're going to mornings.
And what happened was the listeners went on the New York radio message board yesterday and started their own rumors, and that's where the comedy came in.
Yeah, it was
pretty
funny.
You guys were making us laugh really hard.
Yeah.
So Alan has responded to all the mess we created yesterday and today, Anthony.
Yes. I believe this might be the first time Alan's actually doing a show over a major network.
Yeah. He does these, like, once a week, these board reflections.
I think if
he gives his opinions on things.
We give him a forum on this show, you think he'll invite us in to do a root canal one day?
And let's not forget, this guy is a dentist.
Yes.
The other WNEW issue, which has come up in the last few days, is Opie and Anthony. You know what the problem is when you discuss people like Opie and Anthony and Howard Stern and so forth, is their fans can't seem to discuss this on the level that it ought to be discussed at. Nobody, including myself, is making any personal attacks against Opie and Anthony. And I'm the one running the board. I did not say anything negative about them. In fact, I think I've been a supporter of Opie and Anthony, and I think they have acknowledged such over the air that my personal position with respect to them has been a reasonable one. What I did say recently, and I will stand by, is that I thought that they should be doing Morning Drive on WNEW, and I believe they should be. I'm not saying that as a personal criticism of them or their listeners. That's not a knock, and I don't understand why it's being taken that way. From a radio programming point of view, a radio programmer is like somebody who has a hand of cards, and you want to manipulate those cards as if it were a game of poker. You want to use them in such a way that your hand is the strongest. You don't have a personal love for the Jack of Hearts versus the Jack of Spades. Your interest is taking those cards, putting them together in such a way that you'll win. That's what this is all about with radio programming. I'm not knocking Opie and Anthony. I'm only pointing out that it is obviously, at the moment, WNEW's most successful show. The most important day part in radio is Morning Drive. Therefore, it seems to me that the most successful show should be in the most important day part. And that is my whole argument. I understand that they apparently don't want to do Morning Drive. I understand that they would like to have a syndicated deal. I understand all those things. But if I were the program director of WNEW, I would put them on in Morning Drive because that would be the best thing for my radio station. I'm not attacking Opie and Anthony. If anything, I'm giving them a compliment. I'm saying they are so good, they ought to be in ultra prime time as opposed to just prime time, which is what I would consider PM prime. And further, if they were on in the mornings, WNEW could bring in somebody else in afternoon drive and try and develop another personality or personalities for the radio station, which they desperately need to do. If they bring in somebody else new in the morning, they're going to have a very difficult time because it is so competitive. Break in a new voice in a high-profile slot in the afternoons, and they will have a better chance of succeeding. And if all of that works, WNEW is much better off. Now, I understand the Howard Stern argument. Why would Infinity want to put Opie and Anthony up against Howard Stern? Because Howard might get damaged, and why would Infinity want to do that? Okay, that's a legitimate argument. I understand that. It would be a gamble. There's no question putting Opie and Anthony on in the morning. But in my opinion, for whatever that's worth, and it's just my opinion, Howard Stern would do just fine. A lot of people have competed against Howard Stern. John Del Belt, John DeBello in Philadelphia, Mancow in Chicago, etc., etc. And Stern always does well. Could he lose a little bit of audience from a direct competitor? Yeah, he could. But the guy's getting around an 8 to a 9 share in New York right now. Let's say he drops a share, maybe even a share and a half. He's still going to be the number one show. And if WNEW can go from a 0.4 or 0.5, whatever their horrible morning ratings are right now, if they can go from that to a 2.5, if they can do that, then they will be much better off, even if Stern loses a little bit. Because I don't think Opie and Anthony are going to draw just from Stern. They're going to draw from other radio stations. So it seems to me there's a good possibility that they could do well in the morning, and Stern would still do well in the morning. And under those circumstances, Infinity comes out way ahead. They still got Stern, and now they've got a successful franchise at 102.7. Doesn't that make sense? Now, you can disagree with me, but I think there is a logic to it. All right. After all of the discussion and those arguments that I have made on the board, apparently Opie and Anthony decided yesterday that they were going to encourage their fans to come on the New York radio message board and just post crap, which is what went on yesterday afternoon. And you know what? I don't know what was gained by that exactly. Obviously, I can block them. I can delete the posts. I can do all of that stuff. But I'm not sure what was being gained here. Those who want to defend or argue for Opie and Anthony, I encourage you to come on the board. Believe me, I don't want to be the only one expressing my opinion here. That's boring. That's no fun. But come on and debate the issue. What is it that I or somebody else has said on the board that you disagree with? Don't come on there and say, oh, you're all a bunch of DJ wannabes, or you're jealous, or whatever. That's the same crap that Stern's fans spew out when somebody criticizes Howard. And that's a bunch of nonsense. Argue the point. If you disagree with something I or somebody else have said, then take what it is they say and argue with it. That's what debate is all about. That's what makes it interesting. Personal attacks under false names that say nothing only drag the entire forum down and force me to delete the posts. I am not out to get Opie and Anthony. I think they will tell you that. Never mind what I say. Ask them, because they read the board and they know what I've been saying for the past year and a half about their show. If you've got a criticism or a disagreement, then argue it on that level. If you're going to come on and just trash the board, I'm going to delete your posts and I'm going to block.
Hey, the drill survived.
Goes on.
Oh.
That sound effect is killing people.
I know it is.
Some people really have a problem with that drill.
My
man.
Favorite is the spit.
So there you go.
That's
just making people talk all over the damn city, Anthony.
Sandy from Manhattan. Okay, enough with the dentist bit. I'm getting a cavity just listening. This makes me sick.
Alan sniffing the dentist.
Where the hell is that train?
We got the train. The train train hit Alan. Poor Alan.
Shut this guy up. Stop, stop, stop. Wow.
But that's what goes on a regular basis on the New York radio message board.
Yeah.
These armchair quarterbacks.
Figuring it out from the other side of the mic.
Right.
They don't have a show to do here in New York, so they critique the other ones.
Correct.
Wonderful.
All right. What are you trying to cue up?
The last part is really funny.
The last part of Alan's thing? All right.
Really?
Like the last
You part, sure?
Well, he talks about himself and everything.
Oh, great.
About being a dentist?
Right.
Okay.
When I was in dental school...
He's talking about like how he's going to be back on radio and stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah? We should give him a show here at NEW.
They should.
Couldn't do any worse than half the shows around here.
We already do. It's called Tom Lyons.
Hello, I'm Alan. Yeah, I'm having a problem with my molar. I got like this impacted molar.
Ow! Ow!
Wow, that's a fucking hurt. I want to know what to do.
Well, hit it with a U lock.
Right from there?
Yeah, from right there.
All right.
Polarizing radio station. Whether you love WNEW or hate it right now, and we've got people who feel both ways on the New York radio message board.
Yes.
The fact is that it is a polarizing radio station. Is it talk you can't ignore? Is that true? It's true at least some of the time in terms of radio people. Whether or not that's going to translate into overall ratings and so forth for the station, we'll see. I've argued before, and I will again. I think this radio station is going to succeed. I think it's going to appeal to the right demographics, that it's going to do well. It's never going to be number one, I don't think, but I think it is going to get good ratings with men 18 to 30, 18 to 35, something like that. That's a desirable demographic for advertisers. That means they will be able to sell the station and make money. And, folks, that's what this is all about. And I think WNEW can succeed in doing it. I don't think they're there yet, but I think they're on their way. So I am not a hater of the radio station. So when you attack me personally on the board, you're attacking the wrong guy. All right. With that, this is Alan Smith, and thank you for your time this time. Until next time.
Hey, who used to say that? Thank you for your time this time till next time. Roger Grimsby, I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Was it Roger Grimsby? Hey, Alan, you're ripping off Roger Grimsby, the late Roger Grimsby, Mr. Liverspot himself.
All right, there goes our pal, the rock and roll dentist, Alan Sniffin.
All right, you gotta love him.
enough on that topic. We'll move on to other things in just a bit.
Mario, I just canceled my dentist appointment. Sound effects are killing me. Stop, I'm going to the dentist tomorrow. People are freaking out. They can't handle the sound effects.
People hate the dentist, man.
Of course. Andrew.
Yo, turn that crap off. It's killing me, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Oh.
All right, man. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back, all right?
All right.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
All right, this is 1027 WNEW. Mixing up the crap today, huh, Ant?
Oh, yeah.
Throwing it all over the place.
Hell yeah.
It's the ONA show. If you got something, 212-757-1027. Our fax line, 212-957-9639. Why are you chuckling over there, Anthony?
Well, I just went to the WNEW.com website, and indeed your pictures are on the website. You looking through the giant pumpkin, and you pulling the little red wagon through the giant pumpkin field.
Now, where are these pictures?
Go to our little section where it says Opie and Anthony. You click on that.
All right.
And then right under our baby pictures, it says new embarrassing photos number two, Opie the Pumpkin King.
Oh. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I had to refresh. Sometimes you got to refresh your web page, Anthony.
Oh, of course.
A little reload act. Oh, God damn. There it is, the famous picture. Look at all the other guys with their girls. The second picture, you can see it in my face. Why am I here?
Gotta admit.
Please admit that part of it.
Yeah, you look like you really don't want to be there.
All right.
Gotta admit.
I'm sure they'll be on the unofficial website by tonight, Anthony.
Yes.
Speaking of the unofficial Opie and Anthony website,
mm-hmm.
there is a very, very funny little video clip, I guess. Almost a video clip.
It's like an animation.
Animation, sure. Of Spaz and Ricky Martin on a jet ski.
It is so damn funny, man. You gotta see this thing. The guy's got the big Spaz head, and Ricky Martin's on the back of the jet ski, and they almost look like he's humping him as the jet ski rides over the waves.
Yeah, and Ricky Martin's holding on to Spaz. It's very, very creative and very funny. I think that's the same guy that's done a bunch of other animations for the radio show.
Yeah.
Spaz doing the tomato and a couple others.
I gotta see this thing again. I'm popping it up right now. Spaz and Ricky Martin.
FoundryMusic.com.
Yeah, a guy calls himself the Red Pencil, I guess.
The Red Pencil. Let me see. Turn it around.
It's too funny, man. Spaz's face going like a mile a minute.
You're gonna laugh.
Ricky Martin on the back.
You're gonna laugh when you see that one. www.foundrymusic.com, Anthony.
Very good.
All right. We are wasting so much time that we got to take another break. But before we do, we're going to play the They Call My Name's Bill.
Oh, boy.
Lost in a phone booth trying to find his way home, Anthony. Okay?
Yes.
And don't forget, 4 o'clock, Jeffrey Ross comes in. He's playing Caroline tonight. Very funny man. King of the one-liners. And at 5 o'clock, we're all patiently waiting for his greatness to walk through our studio door, The Rock.
The great one.
Yes. Going 2-on-1.
With it's a handicap match.
Yeah, we got a handicap match with The Rock at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
All right, let's play this and we'll be back.
All-time Association,
may I help you? Hello? I had this number in my wallet. I don't know where I am.
You don't know where you are?
I had this number in my wallet.
You're lost?
I don't know. I'm at a phone booth.
Give me the phone number.
It's not on here.
There's no phone number on the phone?
Let me look. What phone?
You're calling from a phone. Is there a phone number there?
Yes, there is.
Could I have the phone number?
I believe it's the 8.
Hold on the phone. Can you hold on? Don't hang up.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Who's this?
This is Estelle. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Don't hang the phone up.
Hang up?
No, do not hang up. Hold on, please. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on the phone with someone else. Hold on.
Hang up what?
No.
It's cold.
You're cold?
I'm colder, yes.
I know.
Cold like Brazil.
This is a weird thing. Wait, do you know?
I believe I need a change.
Stay on the phone.
I'm wet.
You're all wet?
Yeah, I'm wet.
Okay. Well, you just stay on the phone.
I need a change, and my nurse isn't here.
And do you know
I'm
the
gonna
phone
walk
number
across
where you are? Can you tell me the number?
I'm going to walk across the street now.
Don't stay on
Don't
the phone.
Walk across.
Who's this now?
My name is Judy. What's yours?
I call my name's Bill.
Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Hi, Sam.
Sounds a little lost.
Gonna walk across the street now.
You know what? I'd rather you didn't walk across the street, because if you walk across the street, I can't talk to you.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Bill.
Hey. Hello.
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 Yeah. Are you still there?
Who is this, please?
This is Judy. Is this Bill?
Where's Sam?
Sam just went out to get some coffee.
I hate coffee. Sam knows I hate coffee.
Well, maybe he went to get you a coke, and he said he was going out to get a drink.
There's cars now, a lot of cars. I'm gonna cross the street now.
You know what? If there are a lot of cars, you shouldn't be crossing the street.
Well, here I go.
I know, can't talk to you.
I think my home is across the street. Here I go.
Are you talking on the phone, Bill?
Hello?
Call the police while we
have
him.
Wasn't doing any good. He's still here. Call
he's
the
good.
Police.
He probably will piss off.
He did not hang up.
He put the phone down and walked.
He dropped the phone. He did not hang up.
Oh my God! Somebody call an ambulance!
I told you.
This is horrible. My God, he looks awful.
Jesus. Who is this? Who am I speaking to, please?
Somebody call an ambulance!
Help me! We're calling an ambulance. Can you give me the address?
He's a mess.
Someone call an ambulance!
Don't touch him! Leave him down there!
Hello, can you give me, tell me where you are?
It's too late! It's too late! This bad spirit all over the road!
Can you tell me where you are?
It's too late unless you got a shovel!
All right, we'll get a shovel. Where are you?
It's too late!
It isn't too late.
It's are too you? Late. What do you mean? The latest hat is over there and it's on
show. Can't help you if you won't tell us where you are.
You can't help anymore. Just bring a shovel.
Can you tell me where you are right now?
Disneyland.
In Disneyland? Can you tell me where in Disneyland?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
And the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yo ho, a pirate's life for me. I'm okay now.
You're okay? You got all pulled yourself together again?
A car hit me and I feel fine now.
Oh, I'm so glad you
That's
feel fine.
That...
You had me really worried.
That's all Bill needed was a little bumper.
Can you tell me where you are, Bill?
Jupiter.
On Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter.
Is there a street number or a name on planet Jupiter?
23 Jupiter.
23 Jupiter.
23.
Okay, do you live there?
Send a cab.
I would happily send a cab if you tell me where to send it.
You tell them to make a right at Venus.
Right at Venus.
And it's Jupiter, 28 Jupiter.
28?
That's what I said.
Okay. And what are you doing there now?
Masturbating.
Oh, I see.
Is this the best radio you guys can come up with?
1027 WNEW.
It's Opie and Anthony. This is 1027 WNEW. On the way, we have to play it one last time. Drown Cuban Drown.
The little kid going back. Ilian Gonzalez.
See all the protesting going on in Miami?
Yeah.
CNN had some live footage going on. They're all protesting over the little boy.
Poor kid. Got to go back to Cuba.
Right.
Cuba.
And start rolling some cigars.
Some cigars instead of going to school here in the States. Could be his last day in class. They showed a little picture on the Daily News being walked to school.
It's just not fair. You give him a taste of freedom like that, and now you throw him back into that world over
that
there in Cuba.
Hole. And he was here during Christmas. He got a bunch of cool presents and everything.
A bunch. He got like thousands of gifts. Yeah. Everyone from all over the country were sending this kid a gift.
Next Christmas will be in Cuba, and it'll be like, hey, what'd I get? Oh, a cigar and a bottle of rum.
Gee, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What happened? Where's my big wheel?
Man, he's going to grow up to be a bitter man, huh?
He'll be back on an inner tube. I think once he gets a little older.
Probably pitching for the Yankees in another 10 years, right?
Yeah, you ought to start warming up.
All right, so we'll play Drown Cuban Drown, getting a lot of requests for that. Also, for the faithful listeners that hung through the commercials, Anthony.
Yeah.
Let's give away some wrestling tickets. We do have The Rock coming in at 5 o'clock. And right now, if you're the 10th caller at 212-757-1027, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see the WWF at the Continental Arena January 16th. Tickets, by the way, for this event still available through Ticketmaster, but the 10th caller gets a freebie pair. All right?
Aye.
Quick musical break right into Drown Cuban Drown. If you haven't heard that, stick around. It's coming very, very soon.
Drown, drown, Cuban drown. Drown, Cuban drown. Yeah, Cuban drown. Drown, 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 Cuban drown. Refugees, give them a hand. Broke with these just to open up a taco stand. 20 Cubans float on a wine bottle cork. Guantanamo Bay is just a 5-minute walk.
The Rock is coming in here.
I'm just getting a little nervous because he was on MSNBC.
And he was just being Dwayne.
People say he's just Dwayne. You know, he's being Dwayne. Not The Rock.
We want The Rock. We want The Rock.
We want The Rock. Like, what is it? He's got two distinct personalities? Dwayne and The Rock?
Well, a lot of these guys look at it as a role they play, but in the eyes of, like, you and I and a lot of the WWF fans, oh, no, he's The Rock.
He's The Rock.
He takes a dump as The Rock. He eats like The Rock.
Yeah.
He apps like The Rock.
That'd be The Rock.
He's like a superhero, Anthony.
Like when you went to see, you know, you heard Batman was going to be appearing at the mall. It wasn't the guy that played Batman. You know, it was Batman.
Yeah, you were fully expecting, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah.
So we're praying. Because if he's just like Dwayne, then it's going to be like pulling teeth, and you guys are going to hear, like, really bad interviewing. It's like,
well, so, in my book,
So, like, so did you, like, get into wrestling, like, a long time ago and stuff?
Well, yeah. Yeah. my father and grandfather were in it. Three generations of wrestling.
All right, we're going to take a lot of phone calls when he's in here.
Yeah.
If you hear him not being The Rock, you guys know what to do, okay?
Yes, our faithful listeners will know what to do. We are far too big a pussies to
I was just gonna
confront
say that
a guy
really
the size of The Rock.
We're brave. We'll admit it.
Yeah.
We sound brave. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we trash a lot of people and stuff. But if they're right in front of our face, we are...
Poof.
That's where we need your help.
especially The Rock.
Right.
Guy's huge.
Yeah, he's as big as these ceilings.
Hi, I'm The Rock. If you smell what The Rock is cooking,
Well, we're a little nervous because we really like Mankind, too, from the WWF.
Yeah.
And we had him on the air to promote his book. And we actually had a chance to have him in studio a second time. And the first interview on the phone was so bad and so painful because he decided not to be Mankind. He was McFoley, and we even tried to get him into the Mankind character and stuff.
Yeah.
He couldn't be bothered. So we had a pass on, like, actually getting to meet him and having him in studio.
Chris Jericho, he was in character on the phone. Brilliant. Probably one of the best interviews we've had with a wrestler. Guy was hysterical. We were ragging him. He was ragging us.
Right.
Very funny. In character.
See, these guys got to understand, to us, they're like bigger than life. They're superheroes. We don't
characters, too.
We don't want to see, you know, the face behind the curtain there.
Can't be Dwayne. He's got to be The Rock.
He's got to be The Rock. Donald, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Real good.
Every show I've seen him on, or even heard him on the radio, he's always been Dwayne.
I know.
Truly lame.
Oh, no.
Dead ass lame. Oh. Sorry, I shouldn't have cursed.
That's not a curse. You can say ass.
Cool.
Yeah, you just can't say the big ones.
Also, my mother goes crazy over this guy.
Really?
40-year-old black woman drooling over this guy. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, pretty much every woman here at WNEW wants to do The Rock.
Please.
They all can't wait.
They can do the pebble, that's me.
They're all in the bathrooms right now. They're getting all ready, getting the makeup on, and fluffing up the hair, and
lubing up,
taking their dumps and stuff. Getting ready. All right, Donald.
Thanks a lot, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Jamie, what's going on?
Hey, The Rock was just at MSNBC. I work there.
Yeah.
He's the nicest, sweetest guy.
Oh, cool.
You guys should definitely not mess with him. He's so sweet.
No, no,
we don't want the nice, sweet Rock.
Oh, come on. He is like the
sweet. We want the pompous Rock.
You have never seen so many people go so crazy at our studios. It was insane.
Well, I want him to put fear in my eyes. I want him to, like... make me believe that he is going to take the people's elbow to my forehead.
I don't know,
the Rock bottom, kick your arms into position, and the people's elbow.
I don't think that's possible. He is like the nicest guy. I can't even believe that he could be mean. He's so sweet.
No, we don't want him. We just want him to be kind of in character. That's all.
Yeah. I know.
We'll have fun with him, you know, either way. We understand, but we're just praying that he's The Rock.
Yeah. Well, maybe
where he comes in and calls us jabronis and stuff.
Yeah, well, call me a jabroni.
And then, I'll do that. I mean, a lot of people asked for their his autograph and asked if he would, like, you know, write that kind of stuff, and he did. He was really cool about it.
All right, Jamie, thank you.
All right, bye.
I'm hoping he comes in here and goes, which is which? And I go, well, Rock, my name
is... It doesn't matter which is which. Yeah, we need The Rock.
I want him to walk in that door with the sunglasses, Anthony, tilt his head up toward the ceiling.
The people's eyebrow.
Give a little sniff.
Know that we have millions and millions of listeners.
I want him to say, finally, The Rock has come back to the Opie and Anthony show, even though this is his first appearance.
Right.
But who cares?
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
The Rock says... The Rock says something.
Scott, what's going on?
What's up, man?
All right. Know your damn role.
What do you think? Is he going to come out like a push or what?
I don't know.
It's so weird. It's like having a schizophrenic on the air. You don't know what personality you're going to get. We have to do an interview, and we don't know what personality we're getting. It's like two totally different people are coming in.
If he's Dwayne, I'm calling back.
Yeah, we want you guys to call back and try to encourage him to be The Rock. Because we're going to have a tough time doing it. All right.
All right, you guys are fags.
No, we're not. Thank you.
You guys are fags.
He has been The Rock on shows?
Yeah.
What? Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
All right.
First of all, you better hope that he ain't good friends with China.
Why?
Because he'll want to kick your ass.
I never said anything bad about China.
But besides that, I seen her act as The Rock on Channel 9 during a news interview on TV.
Right. Oh, I saw that, too. He was kind of like...
He was saying his eyebrows were more famous than Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, he was Rock Light.
All
right,
I'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
Rock Light.
Well, he was. He was like kind of The Rock, but a little more conservative. We want him to just like come in here and be just belligerent. I met The Rock and he was in character. This is encouraging. Sean, turn down your radio. All right, what do you got, Sean? Sean.
He's listening to the radio.
Sean.
Is that your name? Did Spaz type it wrong? Steve.
Steve.
Scott.
Bill. Stan.
Bob.
Ryan.
Ed.
Sean. Matt. What an ass. I hope you guys could appreciate what happens on this radio show time. At times, okay? Yeah. A lot of you guys have car phones, okay? Mm-hmm. Just picture how stupid some of our listeners are.
Yeah.
God, we love you guys, but you're a stupid, some of you. Just picture this. You're in your car.
Right.
You decide, I am going to call the Opie and Anthony show. I met The Rock, and I have something to tell the boys.
Right.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Right? You dial up the O&A show.
Mm-hmm.
Spaz puts you through. Hold on. Turn down your radio. They are going to be with you shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have the phone to your ear.
Yeah.
We pick up. So now you could hear us saying, hello, Sean, what do you have for the show?
But he's listening to the radio.
Which is 40 seconds behind because we're in delay.
Yeah.
So he is ignoring the voice that is live nationwide in his ear and waiting for us to say hi through the radio.
Through the radio. Brilliant.
Oh, boy. And it happens all the time. What happened to Jeffrey Ross? He was supposed to be here already.
Oh, yeah?
Jose.
Yeah.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Winnie, how you doing?
Great.
Hey. Yeah, I met this guy one time down at Sea Caucus. The Rock, he's the most arrogant bastard I've ever met.
That's what we want to see.
It's the truth, I swear. He is so arrogant.
That's
I walked
what
up
we
to him to get
see.
An autograph for my 2-year-old son.
Right.
The dude just blew me off. I was like, dude, you stink.
That's what we want to see.
He's the worst. The nicest guy at the Federation there, believe it or not, is Triple H. That guy's great.
All right. He blew us off.
But the Rock, he blows monkey.
All right, thanks.
All right, Chief.
We want the arrogant Rock.
Yes.
We want to be dissed. We want to be
absolutely.
Yelled at.
Jabroni.
We're willing to play. I hope he is.
I guess we'll see.
I want him to say something about the microphone.
Oh, turn it up. Shine it up real nice.
The microphones we have in front of us. Just saying, I want him to say something about the microphone.
He's going
to
say his lines, but they'll be all like, you know, turn it sideways and stick it in your candy ass.
Right. Hey, Mike, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, O&A? This is the guy in the Army again.
Yeah, all right.
I got a question. Why are these people that are on hold so stupid? They don't realize the radio's on through the phone as well when they're on hold.
Well, I don't understand it. Well, because it's two different things. You got the delay working on your radio, and then on the phone, it's exactly what's happening live in the studio.
As soon as Spaz says, what's your name? Hold on. You hear you guys on the phone anyway, so why bother listening to the radio?
And if you are on hold for the radio show, that is us live before delay. You get
exactly.
To hear,
so you get to hear all the uncensored crap.
You get to hear all the curses and everything else. So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I don't understand why people continue to wait for us to say hi through the radio when they got the phone to their ear.
You jackasses when you're on hold.
It boggles the mind, Mike. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Everyone is just very excited around
people
here.
Saying we should hold the Rock down and shave off his eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, how are we going to hold the Rock down?
Yeah. Tom, you're next. What's going on?
Yeah, I want to know if you're going to do Fight Club with the Rock so he can put his crotch on your face.
No, that will not be happening. I'm going to encourage the Rock to beat the crap out of Rick today, though.
Oh, good. Even better.
I am encouraging that.
Depeche Mode faggot.
Yeah, you guys don't forget anything, do you? All right, Tom. Thank you.
All right, that's it.
Bye.
You guys suck.
All right. Bob, you're next.
Hey, I got a sure fight with you guys to get the Rocky character.
All right.
When he comes in, that's what we're doing. When he starts asking him, it doesn't matter how you're doing.
It's not a bad idea.
That's guaranteed surefire way to do it.
All right, man.
You think, or he'll just go like, ha, 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 that's funny.
That's funny.
By the way, my new book is available.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. And, you know, as we sit here and patiently wait for The Rock, Jeffrey Ross also make an appearance today.
Yeah.
A return appearance. I have to say, I think Bill Parcells is the most brilliant mind in football today.
Genius, this guy.
He's an absolute genius.
He's calculating like Michael Corleone, this guy. He's amazing.
At this point in time, I truly believe he was never going to quit coaching.
Nope.
Have you been following this story?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. So
he knew everything that was going to happen.
Bill Belichick, the assistant.
Yeah.
He's pretty much the number one candidate for all the, you know, head coaching jobs in the NFL as we speak.
Yes.
Mostly the Patriots want him, okay? Now, if he was a head coach, because he's under contract, no other team in the NFL could talk to Bill Belichick and hire him away.
Absolutely.
But there's a rule in the NFL. If you are an assistant coach, you are allowed to talk to other teams to be a head coach.
Right.
So Bill Parcells, knowing that he's probably going to lose his right-hand man anyway after the season, because there was some grumblings in the background and stuff. Bill mm-hmm. Belichick wasn't completely happy is what I'm starting to hear.
Right.
Bill Parcells quits as the head coach of the Jets, making Bill Belichick the head coach now.
Right.
Which in turn means no one in the NFL could talk to Bill Belichick.
Right.
Knowing that Bill Belichick would not go for this.
He will
and
leave.
And would quit because he was so unhappy in the Jets organization. Okay?
Thus opening up the position.
Thus opening up the position again. And now if the Patriots want to hire Bill Belichick, they're going to have to give the Jets draft choices.
Draft choices. A little revenge for when Parcells came to New York.
I bow to him today.
It's amazing.
There's no doubt in my mind he makes an announcement within, what? Oh, I guess we're waiting for the new owners to take
new
over.
New owners who will probably hand over huge amounts of cash to Parcells
right.
to once again take the helm of the Jets.
He had no intention
of leaving.
I am
knew what he was doing.
It's one man's opinion, but I am completely convinced of that.
He's going to get draft picks and more money.
and the whole team and the whole city rallying around him because now he comes back as like the hero. Like,
right.
I am here to save the team once again.
Brilliant move. I think he totally had it planned.
I'm convinced of it. Amazing.
Pussy.
He's not a pussy.
He's a big, stinky, smell.
Rick doesn't like him, I guess.
It's all business, pal.
I understand.
It's all business.
16 years with your buddy, bend him over.
I like what he says, too, you know, to the press. Things like, I'm in control. For the time being.
What is he, Alexander Haig?
Yeah. He says, I'm in control right now, and that's all I think you'd need to know. And they ask him more questions, and he's like, well, I just told you everything you need to know. He gets all belligerent and nasty and stuff.
Right.
Parcells. He is just, I don't know how you how this sports papers interview this guy. He's just the nastiest son of a bitch.
I love it about him.
I answered that question. Shut up.
What are you, stupid?
Yeah. That is the dumbest question I've ever heard. Next.
Next.
And you just like sit
just
there.
Just pushes him aside. And you're like,
I just got bashed by the tuna.
I thought I was good at what I did with this reporting stuff.
So he comes back to the Jets with probably draft picks and more money.
John, what's going on?
I want to know, how do you feel about the Pete Carroll thing?
Pete Carroll what?
He can be the coach of the Jets.
Please.
He effed it up one time already, man.
We had enough of that guy.
We had enough of him. I'm bummed that the Patriots didn't keep him. He is the worst.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, John.
Hey, just waiting for the Rock. Figured I would ask a question while I wait for the Rock today.
The Rock.
Hey, Mom, can I listen to the Opie and Anthony show today? They're going to have The Rock on. They're not going to do the lesbian stuff today.
I could listen, right?
Right?
Yeah, I wonder if kids have to ask permission.
Oh, without a doubt.
They hear The Rock is on. It's like,
oh, can I listen to Opie and Anthony just today, just for a little while, because The Rock is going to be on. I'll turn it right off.
I think a lot of them are sneaking, like, under their bed with the radio right now.
Sneak your radio out.
Mom, they're not doing egg shooting today. They're going to have The Rock on. Can I listen for a little while? My homework's done.
Zeke from Manhattan saying, if you guys interview Tom Hanks, do you want to talk to Forrest Gump? Come on, get behind the scenes or goof around with him.
All right, well...
No, actually, we would want Forrest Gump.
Yeah, that would be much more fun.
Than Tom Hanks.
All right, I see Jeffrey Ross in the wings. Let's get him on the radio next, okay, Ed?
All right.
Quick break, we'll be back.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, Anthony Stacker, too, the world's strongest fat burner.
Oh, yeah, you remember our good friends at Stacker. They were here with us during the summer.
And then I guess they laid off a while, but they're back, Opie.
They were here during the dark years of the Opie and Anthony Show.
Very grim.
Or the dark months, I should say.
The dark months that seemed like years. But they're back after the holidays. Everyone pigged out, you know. Y'all had the big dinners with your family, and you plumped up a bit. And the coats are covering them up, okay. But, you know, spring's right around the corner. You better start losing weight now. And Stacker 2 is the world's strongest fat burn. That's right. What else does it do, Opie? Do you remember the other two things?
Yes, I've been studying very hard, Anthony.
Okay.
It burns the fat because it is the world's strongest fat burner.
Yes.
It gives you a boost of energy.
Yes.
And it also cuts the cravings to eat in between meals.
Very good.
That's where you gain a lot of weight. When you're
snacking.
Your fellow employee's desk and they got like the little kisses or cookies or something rolling around there.
It's a coconut hostess snowball.
Right. How could you pass that up?
Oh, with the gooey marshmallowy coating.
Check out Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner at www.stacker2.com. That's stacker2.com or give them a call at 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Thousands have proven it works. 1027 WNEW, it's Opie, it's Anthony, and entering the studio in just a minute here, Jeffrey Ross, the very funny and talented Jeffrey Ross, Anthony.
Yes.
John, what's going on?
Hey, you guys, I'm watching TV live. That kid, Elio Gonzalez, he's got a wad of bills in his hand. He's got gold chains around his neck, and he's sitting on his uncle's shoulders.
Are you serious?
I mean, the guy had an electric Benz the other day.
Yeah, a little electric Mercedes Benz he got for Christmas.
I mean, my God, I was born in America, and when I was 9 or however old he is, I didn't get squat.
So he's on TV with a wad of bills right now?
Yeah.
He's
poor sitting
kid.
On his uncle's shoulders holding a rolled-up wad of, like, fives.
He's going to be so disappointed next Christmas. Tell you, man.
Jeffrey Ross.
Spend this Christmas in the U.S. with a bunch of sympathetic rubes sending him all kinds of gifts.
Back.
Right. Well, thank you, John.
What do you got there?
Oh, wait a minute. Cigars? Cuban cigars?
Fresh off the plane, buddies.
Oh, Jeffrey Ross in studio. You were just in Cuba?
This morning.
Are you serious?
I got in at 3 in the morning.
Really? What were you doing there?
I drove across the country.
Cans at work.
I drove across the country. It was mind-boggling. You're one of the first two people I've spoke to in English in 8-20 days.
Really?
I woke up and came here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What the hell is it? Yeah, look. He's got a Cuban shirt on.
You wouldn't believe what was going on down there with this thing.
Now, how the hell did you get there?
I don't want to talk about that specifically, but I...
Oh, is it illegal?
I got in, you
Something
know.
Is illegal, isn't
that? It's not that easy to get there.
What, do you got to go to from Canada or something?
I went through Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah, but...
That's good, with a big plane load of cocaine, right?
It was one of the coolest experiences of my life.
Look at you. Amazing. He looks like he's had some kind of religious experience.
Looks like he's been part of a coup or something. Yeah. Look at him. He's just all happy.
He's growing a Castro-type beard. He's wearing military fatigue.
Look at this. There's a T-shirt with a kid on it.
You wouldn't believe how
that's Raft Boy.
Yeah.
Raft Boy.
And I only heard coming up here, because I just woke up, that he's going home.
Yeah, they're sending him back.
That's today. That just happened?
Yeah. Pretty much.
What'd you see over there?
I'm sad that I get my news from you guys.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Opie and Anthony, your source for news.
Well, let me tell you something. I haven't heard the news in a week, because it doesn't happen there, you know? Their news in Cuba is 7 hours long, and they only have two stations. And it's just, they don't show like a story.
It's one story.
Yeah. Really?
Like they'll have a protest, a rally for the kid, and that's the whole day's television.
Oh, my God.
They show it in real time. You know what I'm
saying? That blows, man.
The news plays out in real time.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's like the O.J. chase, only not as fun. Now, what's going on down there? I mean, what were you doing?
Yeah, you got to tell us
some
dirt.
I'm a comedian, so you have to have some life experiences.
Yeah, so you figured going to Cuba.
I took off. A buddy of mine goes down a lot, and he has basically what has become family down there, really beautiful people. On the other side of the country, They don't want me to tell what town it is.
No problem.
I want to keep it preserved.
That's okay.
Free of Americanos.
Right. Look at this. He's all of a sudden turned Cuban. You stinking Americans. Look, he hates us.
I got to American customs, and I went through, and the guy says, have a nice day, and I said, gracias. I forgot how to speak English in 8 days. I didn't speak to anybody.
He's been brainwashed, Anthony.
I know.
He's starting to believe in Fidel, it looks like.
Cigars.
I want to smoke one of those. Definitely.
Yeah, we don't have to smoke them in here, are we?
We had Cubans down in Turks and Caicos when we went down there to do a broadcast.
Yeah.
Oh, the best cigars ever, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've become...
How'd you get them out? Because we were in Turks and Caicos. We were so freaking paranoid. Bring some home with
you
us.
You think it was like Midnight Express. We have them taped to our bodies, and we're going to end up in a Turkish prison if we get caught.
I have 10 Cohibas up my ass right now.
All right. Torch them up.
Some stink weed.
I think one of them's lit. I don't know what that is. I took the labels off, so they're completely natural, you know?
Oh, that's a start. Joe, what's up?
It's probably
a... Yeah, no, I was going to tell you, the Cuban kid, he's not going back.
What do you mean?
Because it's a law here. If any Cuban touches base on U.S. soil...
Touches base, that's a game.
He's protected, he can't go back.
All the papers are saying he's going home.
Him being a minor, though, that makes it a little...
The only loophole is maybe that he's a minor. Other than that,
his father's over there. His natural father's in Cuba, and he wants him back.
Personally, I think he should go back, because who should... I mean, it's not like his father abused him or anything like that.
I'm looking at the paper, and it says, U.S. rules, dad gets the kid. He's going home to Cuba.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're going to deploy, but I don't think he's going
back. All right, well, we'll find out soon enough. Thank you, Joe.
Pretty impoverished down there, though.
They made a deal. Instead of Cuba, they're going to just let him live in Newark.
No, I want to go to Cuba.
No, please. Give me my tin shack.
Now, this is... I got this shirt.
That's amazing.
This, it's easier. I drove across the country, my buddy. There's no street signs and highway signs. Yeah. There's nothing. So if you want to get around, compass. You need to pick people up.
Mm-hmm.
The whole country hitchhikes. There's a lot of love. The people love each other. The people are very happy. They don't have any transportation. All the cars are old American cars and Soviet cars. They're from the 50s and 40s.
Right.
And,
it's like a time capsule.
I can't even breathe from all the cigars I smoke. And we pick up this cop. He wants to go. He wants to go home for New Year's. He's got to get across the country. He's hitchhiking with another. You know, they don't have cars, and the police don't transport the police to work and back. So he's got to hitchhike. It takes a couple days to get home. So we pick him up,
Jesus.
And it's also sort of it makes it easier to get around because if you have to stop for directions, you know, you won't get jerked around.
Right.
And my buddy had his girlfriend with him, and they're not really supposed to be in the car together, and so on. You follow. So we pick this cop up, and he winds up. He's all intimidating when he gets in. He's an 18-year-old kid, you know. I had him watching my DVD player, you know, Something About Mary on headphones with Spanish subtitles. This is a kid who's never heard of Mickey Mouse.
Oh, wow.
He's a Cuban police. There's no Western culture at all. I'm 10 hours from Havana. You understand? I mean,
you're way in the country.
And I'm asking him, I said, please, that T-shirt, that's amazing. You could never get that. And what a great souvenir. He's like, no, it's official. I can never give it away, this and that, this and that. I offered to buy it, nothing. It wouldn't, you know, and they make $7 a month, the police, okay?
Wow, that's like working here at NEW.
We
like the cops in New York.
they spend that on every day on coffee. I would have said donuts, but it's just too hacky. And finally, at the end of the trip, he gave it to me as a gift.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're really very noble people.
That's like contraband having a copy of Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Well, you know, down there?
He on DVD, it was like, literally, he looked at it like he watched a lunar landing.
I bet.
That's like,
what is this?
You know? Be like crack. Probably have like just the old movie projectors like you had in school.
Yeah,
and it's like the medium.
It was so cool for him to see it. I mean, the scene where Ben Stiller zips up his
right,
and I mean, he's laughing so hard. You know, he's never seen a movie that's there's no chance.
That's wild.
Yeah, that blows.
Yeah.
There could be some real prime resort real estate down there if we ever open up some ties with them people again.
It's like the Catskills with chicks. The buildings are all from the 50s.
Yeah.
But yet they're kind of a little bit, they're old.
How are the women? How are the Cuban?
Oh, all the women are beautiful.
Yeah? Are they?
Yeah, they're all, it's Jennifer Lopez.
Whoa.
All
over the place.
Tony, what's up?
Hey, I got to say something here, man.
Yeah, hit it.
I'm like fed up with this Cuban kid.
Hey, this is hypocritical. I don't want to sound prejudiced, but white America is. They line the borders to keep all these freaking aliens out. They shoot them on sight. And here's one kid. Oh, we don't want to give them back. Send the freaking guy back on the raft and be done with it, man. Let him go with his father.
I think they'll fly him back if they do send him back. I don't think they'll just pop him on an inner tube and shove him off of Florida.
That could be pretty funny. We could
oh, my God, this poor kid.
We could track his progress on the internet and stuff. See if Rat Boy makes it back to Cuba.
The pay-per-view event of the century.
Oh, without a doubt.
They absolutely would pay for that. Hell, I'd buy.
That would be a great little video game. You know,
try to get him back.
Try to get Rat Boy back to Cuba.
Bad, man.
So what else are you doing? You're playing Carolines?
I'm at Carolines, man. Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wait, when did you get in?
I got in at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm still slurring.
Were you asleep at all? Did you sleep?
I slept a few hours. I woke up. I showered. I got like mosquito bites and rashes.
Whoa, look at you. Pull your sleeve back a little more.
I just got home from driving across.
Dude, look at his arm. Pull your sleeve back.
It just started finally.
There are mosquito bites all over your arm.
You should see my legs. I look like a leper from Papillon.
Man.
It was unbelievable.
He's warming up, baby.
It was so cool. I'm drinking some cappuccino here. I'm waking up.
That's like the jungle you were in or something.
Literally, I was in the jungle.
You know,
I got woken up to pigs and chickens. I haven't sat on a toilet seat in 8 days.
Man, how do you take a dump? You just kind of squat wherever you want.
It's when nature calls.
About toilet paper?
Toilet paper is hard to come by, but luckily the people I stay with, like a breakfast type of situation. Type of situation, not a bed and breakfast. You know, you're waking up, you sleep 4 hours. The people are so happy, and since it was New Year's festive, there's music playing 24 hours a day around Cuba. I don't care if you're in the biggest city or in the smallest little village.
Right.
Happy people dancing.
Oh, those people love their music.
And it's all like, you know, like, you know, the words beach and dance rhyme. Every song is about the beach and dancing. Want to go to playa, that's where I like to bada, you know. And there's music all night, so the roosters don't know if it's morning or night. So the roosters are all night long. So they don't, you know, the country is like a, it's one big fiesta.
Little party. And Americans pretty well received.
Oh, my God. I thought I was Bruce Willis walking around Disney World. It was like, you tell them you're American, there's no resentment about what's going on politically or anything like that. They're just warm, beautiful, giving, very, you know, I mean, it's not a, it's a third world country, but the people are all clean. Their houses are all immaculate. Right. You know, they don't live in, they don't
Jeffrey's
live
now
in.
A communist.
That's what I'm sort of feeling.
I just, I'm about people. I don't know. It was really cool.
That sounds cool. I never thought like, somebody would go to Cuba and actually have a good time. I guess I've been, you know, just reading the line, you know. I don't know anybody who's been there.
I saw a woman, her breasts were so big that she could have gotten to Florida with them. I think. She just started swimming. She'd never drown.
Flotation device.
Will this experience affect all your one-liners, Jeffrey, that you that you do at the roast? Are you going to be a happier person now?
They might. I don't know. I'll still be the mean bastard I am all the time.
Cynical prick.
I might...
You stole the show once again this year at the roast.
We saw it.
Without a doubt, we saw it.
Jerry Stiller roast.
Yes, because you were in here promoting it way before, just before the taping.
I remember I wouldn't tell you the jokes before.
The B. Arthur joke?
Yeah.
Very funny.
But B. Arthur's, you can't even really say it on the air, but God, I almost puked. I was laughing so hard.
It's not Sandra Bernhardt. Yeah. I wouldn't her with B. Arthur's.
Slump.
Right.
And Sandra Bernhardt. Wait, I was just like
that was painful to watch.
Hebrew name is Yich.
That was just like pulling that big steel sweaty handle on a train, and like the sparks are shooting out of the wheels. Like everything's going cold. People are funny and everything. She comes up. Just grinds to a halt. You're watching her. What the hell is she doing?
She sang. She sang a Magic
Man.
Man.
Yeah.
I thought she was. It was funny because Jerry Stiller was dancing.
Yeah.
And his crotchety old body up there doing the hustle was so funny to me.
She probably thought she was the hysterical one in that.
Does she really think she's terrible. Still funny?
I don't know her. You know, every year I do these roasts. I haven't always been on TV, so she knows what I do.
Yeah.
So she always splits before, just as I go on, because she knows that she's in for it. She'd rather hear about it than hear it.
here
they
in
don't
person.
Want that reaction shot. For them. She doesn't want to give them that. You know, that money shot. I met Billy Crystal and afterwards, and he said to me, then when I showed B. Arthur after I said that, he goes, and the look on what is now her face.
Very good. All right, we got to take a break. Jeffrey Ross in studio. He's playing Caroline's Thursday through Sunday. God, you got shows all over. I think you're doing like 20 shows between now and Sunday.
And all proceeds will be going to Cuba. Shipping it all off to Cuba.
To buy some rafts for those fine people.
I'm not
there.
Making that much money, but it's enough to take care of a lot of people down there.
I bet you live like a king down there on a few bucks.
Yeah, but there's nothing to live.
There's nothing to get. There's no king.
What am I going to buy?
You get the better mud house. The two-room mud.
All right, stay there.
Opie, you're a sick ass man. Anthony,
you're not a jackass, you're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027 WNEW.
As well, Pete. 1027 WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony. Hey, hang with Jeffrey Ross. I guess he's like our new friend. He's been in here a couple times.
I like being in here, man.
Getting to know him a little bit, Anthony.
Yeah.
Just got back from Cuba.
Who the hell goes to Cuba? It's amazing. And I've never known anybody that goes there.
Really?
You must have just exhausted every other place on the globe if you chose Cuba.
Well, it was between Maine and Cuba.
Maine, huh?
No. You know, it's New Year's. It's a millennium. When am I going to do that?
Yeah.
It's very rare that I could just disappear, no work.
So you spent New Year's, though?
Yeah, New Year's Eve. I went to a party. I went to a party, then I went to a disco. The discotheque, let me tell you what this place is like. The men's room attendant was a goat. You throw your garbage on the floor and he eats it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's really, really in the middle of nowhere.
Third world.
10-hour drive from Havana, which isn't exactly Paris. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful city and beautiful people, but I was really out in the world.
I'm sure you didn't have to worry about the Y2K problem down there. They don't have computers yet, so I think you were just fine down in Cuba, right?
I left on the 27th, so it was just when Seattle decided not, you know, they were kind of on maybe we will, maybe we won't. And
right.
I was Y2K to death. I just hearing it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to this guy right in Havana when I go, I asked him about Y2K, in my broken Spanish. And he goes, no comprendo, KS, Y2K. And I said, oh, God, I'm in the right place. They didn't even know what I was talking about.
That's good. No,
it's cool. Not a good, everything, it's so weird. Could you imagine you go to every store, you go to check in at the airport, and they you give them your locator number, mm-hmm. and they have to write it down and go check and see if you have a reservation. It's not all
Right. Pressing buttons or anything. They're looking through paper.
It's people doing work. Something you don't see anymore.
You didn't feel a little scared, though, the airport?
The airport, it's like the people, they can't rob you. They can't rip you off. They can't do that because, if you sell meat, they're not allowed to sell meat.
Really?
Beef. Mm-hmm. 6 years in jail.
6 years for selling meat.
You know what I'm saying? So you're not going to get taken. It can't happen.
Right.
There's a lot of people looking for a hustle and stuff like that, help you find your way around or to find chicks and stuff like that. They'll help you.
Plenty of chicks to buy? Maybe, yeah.
There's a lot of beautiful women in Cuba.
That's
I'm
going
to have to leave it
going.
At that because I'm on the radio. God.
What did you eat?
The national dish of Cuba is a ham sandwich without the ham. My teeth, I stayed at with friends and way out in the boonies, and the food was delicious. We stayed with she was a great cook, and they make do, and they really put together nice shrimp, and it's by the beach, and
yeah.
You can really put something together. But when you're on the road and the rest stops, and they have this place called Rapidos, they're like 7-Elevens, but with like they only have three things, and they're the same place all over. It's pizzas with ham on it. They're frozen pizzas.
Right.
But they're basically mostly bread. A little bit of sauce and cheese, and they put some ham on it, or you don't have ham on it. Pollo, fried chicken, which has the texture of steak.
Mm.
It's tough.
Mm.
And make that two things.
All right, let's, John, what's going on?
How you doing? This is Joe.
Oh, Joe, you were in Cuba?
Yeah, I performed at Guantanamo Bay down in 88.
What are you, stripper?
Down near the Marine barracks, there was this abandoned bank on the Cuban side, and they would have workers come in, they would strip search them, come in and go in every day. It was quite interesting.
All right. Quite interesting watching guys getting strip searched.
Well, you know, it was an interesting thing how, you know, what they would go through. But I tell you, it was very, very wild on the U.S. side, inside the base. So if Jeffrey ever gets a chance to go back down there and perform on the base, I highly recommend it. The military women get awfully lonely down there.
Yeah, I bet.
All right.
Well, all right, thanks, guys.
Well, thank you, John.
And that's what you want, the Army broads, because they're the most attractive ones. It's just like stripes. You're going to see PJ Souls in a uniform.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Who's your sergeant? Jeff, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I was in Jamaica, and they have, like, flights that fly over to Cuba. It, like, takes 2.5 hours. And I don't know what part he was in, but I landed in a marijuana field. And you got guys with cigars and glasses, just like the movies, carrying Uzis. And I don't know where he was. And, you know, dog, they're eating dog. I mean, it just
bugged
me out.
Maybe you missed the island. And
I don't know, but
I think you were in Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say, guys. Hey, what's that, a train?
No, you did all right.
No dope down there.
All right, thanks.
People must be scared crap.
You know, no, the people are
drugs.
Yeah, there's no drugs because it's the end of your life.
Right.
Firing squad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how they feel about drugs?
It's a communist dictatorship. There's no drugs. There's no, it's not happening.
Someone's got to be sneaking drugs somewhere in that country.
It's all about rum.
Uh-huh.
You know, they get rum. It's everywhere, straight. It's delicious. It's like candy. You know, it's full of sugar, and they get, it's $3 a bottle.
Right.
And it's delicious. They call it Cuba Libre, rum and coke, and it's like drinking a lollipop. It's so good. They put a lime in it.
Maybe that's where the crack is.
In the rum.
In the rum.
The rum and the beers are like, you know, they're really strong.
Yeah.
I'm borderline. I'm like literally one Christmas party away from being a drunk, I think.
That's what the commies like doing, keeping their population drunk.
Yeah, they were definitely partying.
You waking up there, Jeff?
I feel great.
You look tired.
Yeah,
you going to be all right today?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to smoke these cigars?
Yeah. You could light up one of the cigars.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have a boss today, right?
You want one?
Wow, that's going to puff in here. Sure.
Oh, this is incredible.
Smoking Cuban cigars live in the show?
I got
why
these
not?
At Port Authority. Is that all right? These aren't the... These are Monte Cristos. These are...
Yes. Those are the biggies.
Those are the ones we were smoking down there.
You can get one in. I'll pass.
They say Havana on it. Havana means Havana.
Yes.
I don't have a cutter.
I'm trying to...
Uh-oh.
That could be a problem.
To get out.
No, you bite it. Come on. People cigars. He's got a little thing. Yeah, this is cool.
Ah, a little
this is
sizzle.
Fine. We'll celebrate the new year. A little Cuban cigar.
And Jeffrey Ross is going to help us out with the Rock interview. Rock's coming in a little while.
He's a pussy.
Uh-oh. What's wrong with that? We're kind of concerned because he's got the Rock character that he is on the WWF. But the interviews we've seen him on, he's been Dwayne Johnson, who he really is.
Really?
He's like, because the Rock on
like
TV
what
is
Sable's
like...
Sable's doing? Like what Sable does?
Yeah. You know, the Rock is kind of like, you know, hey, I'm the Rock and I'm the, you know, he's always talking about how great he is and everything. And then he's on the interviews like, yeah, well, buy my new book.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, the Rock, you know, smell what the Rock's cooking.
He wants to act, probably, and you can't act as the Rock. It's easy.
Maybe that's
what's
it.
What's this? Oh, look at that.
We're distracted. You got a razor blade? What, are we going to do coke, too? Jesus Christ.
No, we're going to cut these.
He's got, like, the blade.
Perfect. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I need a light, an ashtray, and a couple of broads.
And you're all set. We got a bunch of little kids outside the studio.
Oh, my God.
Really?
You know what they call, I had a joke. You know, it's really fun for me as a comedian to make people laugh who don't speak English. It's like, who've never seen
what
me.
What a challenge.
And the thing that got everyone cracking up is I would call Ricky Martin whenever he came on.
Mm-hmm.
He would come on in Spanish and the disco and stuff. You can't buy it. but they know what it is.
Right.
They think all pop music is the Backstreet Boys. They don't.
That's the ashtray.
And they think. I called him Ricky. My buddy and I called him Ricky Marty Cohen. Ricky Marty Cohen. And they would cry. That was the funniest joke you could say.
A little late with the cigar cutter, but thanks. I knew somebody was going to come down with one of those.
I'm going to light mine.
There goes Jeffrey Ross lighting up a big fat Cuban.
Fat Cuban. Look at that.
We have authentic contraband right here in the studio.
What embargo?
I don't know what you're talking about. Start chewing on that bad boy, man. Look at him, man. Puff away.
Thank you.
There you go.
Lucy, I'm home.
Hey, Fred. And what do you think?
Tastes good. Here are the matches. You get the other side. This place is going to be a...
That's all right.
You know,
this is the last show of the day that broadcast from here, so...
I love the studio.
And what are you thinking, man?
Mm.
It's like a...
No, it's...
They're strong. And you know what the best cigars are? Mm. They have... the local ones. No. They have nothing written on them. They're just rolled in these little towns.
Yeah. You should have brought some of those home. Oh, he probably did. He's keeping those for himself. He's not stupid.
It's like literally, it's for like 50 cents. You get 10 of them and stuff like that. Yeah. There, you know.
Wow.
All right. I'm just going to sit here and puff on a Cuban.
That's okay. Patiently waiting for The Rock. I guess we could take another break. And The Rock should be here in a few minutes. We're going to continue our interview with Jeffrey Ross, and we'll bring Rock into the fold as well, Anthony, okay?
All right.
And don't forget Jeffrey Ross at Caroline starting tonight at 8 p.m.
Boy, I got a buzz.
And playing all weekend.
Through Sunday.
Through Sunday.
Yeah.
Masturbation in the car. We can't pass that up.
No. Don't go right to that.
Katie.
That's like breaking news on CNN.
Right.
And they just break in. When we get something that says masturbation in the car, we have to go right to it.
Katie.
Hey, guys.
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing. I've been trying to get through for ages. Wanted to see if anybody out there ever masturbates while driving in the car.
Yeah, we've had a few of those calls.
I've done that, sure.
Oh, Jesus.
On a regular basis?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'll admit it. Jeff?
I've masturbated thinking of my car. In the car.
In your car? Oh,
yeah.
Long trip?
I slept in a car 2 days ago.
How long of a trip does it have to be then? You got to spank one out. Sometimes you get really bored in the car if you're stuck in traffic and stuff. You want to pass the time.
A couple times I've really done a great job parallel parking, and I would say, oh, gosh, I just need
I just got to rub one out. Great. One move.
Yeah, Katie.
I like to play with myself when I'm driving to work in the morning.
Well, what about driving home?
Sometimes, yeah.
Driving to work in the morning? So you go. So you're sitting at work with, like, stink finger and stuff?
No.
No? Well, you wash up? Well, you got to be a little goopy down there.
Well, you know.
You don't want.
In there.
Well, could you start masturbating?
You just touch the outside.
Are you in the car now?
Yeah.
Could you, you know.
Yeah, let her rip.
Well, how am I going to steer?
Well, if you do it in the morning, you could do it in the afternoon.
Well, I'm not usually on the cell phone at the same time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think a lot of people do that in their cars, sure.
Yeah, we've heard from some people. I think more, amazingly enough, more women than men. Men just, I don't think they could wait to get out to the car.
It's not a manly thing to bring up.
No, spanking it out in the car.
Katie, hold on a sec. There's a guy in line 9. Speaking of guys whacking it. Greg!
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Nothing. She really caught my attention real quick because about 3 days ago, I just got back from Florida. You know, I love you guys. When I came back, I turned you right the hell on. And I was coming home from the airport, and nonetheless, you know, I'm driving a freaking Blazer. So, you know, I'm a little higher up than every average, you know, guy on the road. And what happens? But you look over, and there's a guy looking at another girl in the aisle. I'm sorry about that.
No cursing.
So you saw a guy looking at a girl, and what was he
rewind,
doing?
All right. Saw a guy looking at the girl. Thank goodness he was looking at the girl, because I would have flipped. Otherwise, he was looking at her, and he obviously was making a very standard motion with his right arm. That you could only put it into one situation where he was just really getting off in this, and it was just the worst situation I've ever seen in my life.
I really hope the men never have to run into other guys in the road satisfying themselves.
So what, didn't you just turn away when you realized what the guy was doing?
Yeah, I sped away when the light turned green. It was at a red light, for goodness sake.
Oh, I see.
What are you going to do in that situation?
You look away.
Well, I did look away for... I turned...
It's not like every guy on the highway's, you know, whacking it. You can look somewhere. No.
But yeah, when you're in the situation when you're sitting next to him at a red light, yeah. You're going to inch forward so he's out of your view of sight and not think about him?
Hell yeah.
I try to.
All right. Well, thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Peace.
Jason, you're next. What's going on?
Yo, what's up, dude?
All right.
I crashed my turnpike.
Wait, I don't know if they dumped out. So you crashed your van, your work van, because you were whacking it?
Yeah. Yo. I'm on the road all day. What am I going to do with myself? I'm riding around looking at penthouses, and I slammed into the abutment on the turnpike right by New Brunswick. Yeah, it was pretty funny at the time. My boss didn't think so, but I thought it was pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
You guys are great, man. I love your show.
Hey, thank you, Jason.
I've been in my van all day long. Obviously, I have another job now. They fired me, but, you know.
Right. All right. Well, thank you.
Yo.
Very good.
You guys have a great New Year.
All right, you too.
Later.
I think
at all the people on the phones that want to talk about it. It's a common thing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little rough.
What happens with the toll?
Yeah, really.
Oh, you got to time it right.
Oh, here you go.
You got to time it.
Not on the parkway.
Got to be an open road.
The parkway, it's every 15 feet. But, you got to put it back in your pants.
It's like another toll.
It's like, hey, the change won't come out of my hand.
Oh.
God.
There you go, pal.
Oh, my God. The Rock is here. Okay.
Oh, is he?
Let's take a break. We'll talk to The Rock next. He's freaking huge.
Yes. Opie and Anthony.
I like that.
This is debauchery mania.
I like that.
Prostate exams for everyone.
I like that.
1027 WNEW.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
It's 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show in studio. Jeffrey Ross.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely making his way through the...
Oh, my God, it is The Rock.
...studio door.
Holy smokes.
Is The Rock.
What's up?
Look at him. That's him. Jesus Christ. Look at this. Look at the size of this guy. The people's champ.
He's going to kick your ass, Anthony.
What?
Oh, no.
Hey,
what's
Rob?
Going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Oh, oh, come on.
He's the nice Rock. Hey, Sandy. Yes. What do you think of The Rock? Oh, look, Sandy's your girlfriend's creaming, Opie.
My girlfriend wants to do you, Dwayne Rock, sir.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You got all the girls worked up around the station here today.
Is that right?
Yeah? It's all right?
Everywhere you go, the chicks are chasing you and stuff?
Day in the life of The Rock.
Yeah. So what, is The Rock a married man?
What's a great one to do? Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Merry Jesus. Two years.
Look at that freaking wedding band.
Rock on the Rock.
Rock on the Rock.
Yeah, and she's pretty cool because I guess she's got it, man. Girl's chasing you all over the place.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah?
She's supportive.
You give her the rock bottom there?
She knows her role.
In the sack?
She knows her role.
You give her the rock bottom in the sack?
No, go there, brother.
No, huh? The people something else.
there's this girl that we got to get to really fast. Sarah.
Yes.
This girl is losing it. And I think she represents every female in the tri-state area. So we decided to throw you on, Sarah. Sarah, you're talking to the great one, The Rock.
Oh, my God. Oh, I would just love to say you are the sexiest man alive. You have enabled me to have orgasm with my boyfriend for the first time. I put on your video, and every time we do it, we watch your video. Oh, but you are the best. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you so much. Now you can talk to The Rock.
I thought you'd be bigger, man.
What's that?
I thought you'd be bigger.
You think?
Yeah.
That's a jacket. Don't let the jacket fool you.
That's Jeffrey Ross, a very funny
It
man.
Doesn't matter who you
are. Uh-oh. Don't mess with me, man. I'm a black belt in karate.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I would just like to know if The Rock can tell us what's in store for his character in the future.
Well, you know, just to continue to entertain the millions and the millions of The Rock's fans, obviously. You know, The Rock's going to get back in the title hunt pretty damn soon without giving away too many storylines.
Mm-hmm. Why are you talking about him like he's not here?
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Is this a girl who watches the Rock video?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
I got it for Christmas, and I've been happy ever since. I was just wondering, are you going to... by any chance go to the WWF store in Manhattan anytime soon?
As a matter of fact, I was there for lunch today, and I'll be there at the grand opening January 19th.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. See you there.
Bye.
And she's going to, you'll see her. She'll be leaving a trail for The Rock.
And obviously, The Rock, you're promoting his new book, and you're doing a book signing tonight?
Doing a book signing tonight, yeah, at Tower Books.
Right.
And been kind of on the go all day, and on the go for the rest of the month, for that matter.
Rock, we got to ask you, because you are a...
We're in Raw Magazine, like, chewing on your... character and stuff like that.
Yeah, you see that? We're in Raw Magazine this month.
Saw it.
And I saw the article.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And I'm chewing on you. But, Opie's got your ass in his mouth. You can really smell what The Rock's cooking there. So you're doing the book signing tonight, but we got to ask you, you've been doing the book tour today. Why The View?
Why The View?
Did you feel out of place this morning with Barbara and Star Jones and the rest of them?
No, not at all. Well, you know, maybe not too many people know this, but they're some of the biggest rock fans there are.
Yeah.
Meredith and especially Star and Lisa Ling and, of course, Joy. We got to work on Barbara a little bit. She's getting around. She's coming around to it.
The Rock likes hanging out with the View chicks, though?
Well, The View is good. I did the View last year, and it was a good time, so I decided to do it again.
So these facts, though, if it was between you and Star Jones for a title belt, you'd be a little bit intimidated.
You think so? Rock might do the job for Star. Who knows?
I wouldn't want to meet her in a dark alley. That's all I can say.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, okay. So many people want to talk to you. Jennifer, what's going on? We got The Rock in the studio.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Talk to The Rock now, Jennifer.
Oh, I just want to tell him he's, like, my favorite wrestler, and I never used to watch wrestling. My boyfriend got me to watch it, and now he got me a 6-foot poster of The Rock, and I kiss him every night before I go to bed.
You've got to get up early for the sixth grade, though.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to know, can I have tickets? My mom's going to get me tickets front row, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
I'm sure Opie and Annie can take care of that.
You know what?
18. She's 8 and 1 or 9.
No, you know what? I think we have a pair of tickets to the Continental Arena show. Screw it. We'll give them to you, Jennifer.
Really?
There you go.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Hold on the line, okay?
Those are my tickets.
Bye. Tell Spaz line 1.
Sorry, Jeff.
She gets a pair of tickets. So what can we expect in this book, Rock?
Well, what's in here?
Well, it's pretty candid, pretty open, obviously. I talk about a lot of things. Not only do I talk in the character of The Rock, a lot of it is in the character of The Rock, of course, you know, with your typical rock promo and entertaining rock stuff, but a lot of it is Dwayne Johnson and growing up in the business, growing up in this industry. A lot of things I've seen, you know, we all got our hard luck stories, and mine was no different, no worse, no better than the others, and in that you see that. And a lot of times, a lot of people see, you know, you take The Rock, Stone Cold, that saga right there. A lot of people see that out in the arenas and all the interviews we've done and things like that. And, of course, the matches we've had. Well, not a lot of people dare say anybody other than people in our office and people backstage see exactly what goes on between The Rock and Stone Cold in the back. Intimately kind of go into that and just, you know, a whole bunch of things. There's, of course, a very important chapter on Owen and... And a lot of it, obviously, growing up in the business and seeing what I've seen so far.
Right. You think Stone Cold will be back? There's a lot of questions. It seems up in the air. He's going in for surgery any day, right?
Yeah, I believe he's got his surgery, especially January 17th. And, I think he's going to be back. He knows there's going to be one more Rock Austin WrestleMania. I see him next year.
Right.
You got to feel pretty good. You're, like, getting all the heat, man.
You better hope he doesn't come back, buddy. That's all.
You better hope The Rock don't come over there and put his foot right in your candy ass. You better hope.
I'm not afraid of you, man. My dad's a lawyer, mother.
Jeffrey and The Rock, man. We could have Fight Club.
I don't think it would last too long.
It would last long, but Mike, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
All right, you got a question for The Rock?
Yeah, I do. Hey, Rock, first of all, let me preface this by saying you are my man.
Thank you.
Now, there's a rumor going around.
Do you want something stuck up your candy ass?
There's a rumor going around that you had some sort of breast reduction, shall I say?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It's because you're Samoan, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not because I was Samoan.
Wait, you really had breast reduction?
Yeah, it was one of those things where it was like a part of a liposuction deal done, and I had a little bit of fat, and I had that taken out.
Let me ask you one more question.
Did you have, like, baloney tits or something?
No, it wasn't baloney. It wasn't anything like it wasn't like a Mark Henry tit or anything.
Hey, you guys got any tickets for me?
Honestly,
I'm in seventh grade.
Yeah, but you're not you're not a cute girl that's ready to have an orgasm.
I'll dress up like a cute girl.
Hey, I'll give you tickets to see me, man.
Okay. Caroline?
Yeah, I'm wrestling, yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey Ross up here in Caroline's tonight. Let's not forget him today.
All right, fellas. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. We're kind of pissed off that you got Mankind fired there, Rock.
You're pissed off that The Rock got Mankind fired?
Yeah.
Did you not follow the storyline? Or
the pink slip match.
The pink slip match.
I think that The Rock got Mankind fired.
Well, it was you or him.
What's that?
It was you or him.
Well,
that had a gun.
Would you prefer that The Rock been fired?
Well, you know.
Well, we like Mankind, too.
Mankind's
though,
pretty cool.
Well,
you know?
Mankind is no doubt pretty cool.
I don't want to diss The Rock or anything like that, you know. But Mankind is pretty cool, and I think the WWF could use him. Have him back again?
No, no
is
doubt.
Cactus Jack coming back?
Mankind will be back, no doubt.
Mm.
All right. Cactus may be back, too. We'll see.
Yeah. Seems to be growing his beard a little longer, looking a little more like Cactus.
He's getting ready. Matt, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to know why The Rock. I mean, everybody loves him, but that people's elbow is the lamest finishing move I've ever seen.
Matt doesn't
I mean,
matter.
I've been watching wrestling a long time, since like the late 70s. And I remember in the mid-80s, this guy, his name was Coco Beware. He had this thing called the Ghostbuster that was devastating. I mean, I'm wondering how come such a well-known character doesn't have a better finishing move.
I love his finishing move.
Well, let The Rock ask you this. How exactly are you the authority on finishing moves?
All I'm saying is that it doesn't look painful. It really doesn't.
Well,
you know, you bounce off the roll.
It doesn't look painful.
You do a little dance, and then you drop on the guy, and it looks like you barely touch him.
It doesn't look painful. So are you to tell The Rock that the stunner is physically painful?
I didn't say anything about the stunner. I'm just talking about you. Why am I going to talk about someone that's not there?
Well, what are you talking about? You actually don't even know what you're talking about.
DDD, anything. I've been watching this a long time.
It doesn't matter how long you've been watching it. What The Rock guarantees this: if you lay your fat ass down and let The Rock drop the
fat
people's elbow on you,
funny.
Then trust him.
That's funny.
Okay.
You know what?
Hey, The Rock says
I
it.
Wish you would do that to me because I would take you for everything you have.
Well,
he's bringing in
his finisher move, the lawyer.
I'll tell you what. Well, the Rock is easy to find.
Is that
The Rock is easy to find.
Is that your finisher move, or can you make it up?
All right, thank you, Matt. Hey, Chris, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Rock.
What's that?
What's your real name again?
Dwayne.
It doesn't matter what your real name is.
The Rock didn't even answer you, jabroni.
Yeah. 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 It just matters now what I'm cooking.
All right.
Well, you guys really know how to track them. I'm just going to let
you
know.
Well, let me tell you, we sure share a lot of the same demographic as WWF. I'll tell you that much. We got a lot of the same listeners as you guys have viewers. You know, it's the young male audience. Aside from, I'm sorry, Rock, the ladies coming out in droves for The Rock.
At times.
You ever see some of those signs and get pissed off? Some of the funny ones out in the audience that catch your eye?
Oh, yeah. Never get pissed off at them. No, that's just their fans being creative.
Do they make you laugh inside when you're trying to wrestle, when you see some of those things?
Yeah, they make me laugh when I'm not even inside. It's cracked up.
There's
something about seeing a sign that says a big red retard or something about that.
Yeah.
The picture of Kane.
That was me.
Rock believes it.
Is it true that you're going to wrestle Chief J. Strongbow?
What?
You don't remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember Chief J.
What kind of question is that? You guys actually pay this jabroni?
He came in to plug his gig at Caroline's. can't you tell he's a very funny man, right?
What's is jabroni? Right? What's jabroni?
What's his gig at where?
I'm in the circus.
Is that right?
He just got back from Cuba.
This morning.
And he's been handing out the Cuban cigars and stuff.
You want one?
No, not for me.
You're a health freak, I bet. You're a very good-looking man. I'm not gay, but I would definitely. I was. This is the best-looking guy I've ever seen. I can't believe you're. No scars, no nothing.
Inside.
I understand.
On the heart, man.
A lot of scars that he'll talk about in his book. Book signing tonight. We have a few more minutes with you, Rock, or what?
Yeah.
All right. Quick break, and we'll be back. Stay there.
Dudes with Tunes.
Well, I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 1027 WNEW.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
You got that right. We got The Rock live in the studio, Anthony.
Yes.
Actually, Dwayne Johnson. Do you want us to call you Dwayne?
Rock, Dwayne.
The Rock is his Hebrew name.
All the same.
It's 1027 WNAW. Jeffrey Ross also in studio, appearing at Caroline's tonight through the weekend. And The Rock promoting his book.
Yes, The Rock says.
The Rock says?
There's some great anecdotes in here.
Have you been studying up on The Rock, Jeffrey?
Can I read a couple lines? Is it all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Chapter, page 277. With the success, of course, has come a fair amount of criticism, most of which is either unfounded or misdirected. It's funny. I don't recall Brian De Palma getting that much heat when he directed Scarface. I don't recall hearing anyone jump all over Steven Spielberg for the violence and... I don't know, man. Who was a ghostwriter with you? Mike Tyson?
Joe Lake. Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God.
No, no, that came directly from me.
Well, a lot of the criticism from the violence, I guess.
Well, wait a minute. What's the problem with Joe Layden?
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Just
oh, yeah, now you're back.
Yeah,
you're back. Real quick.
Look at him back there.
I'm just kidding. I'm afraid of you. I'm trying to act tough, but I'm definitely a little afraid. And they make me sit next to you. It's not like they hide me in the corner either. I'm practically on the guy's lap.
We placed you there on purpose. To have him as a buffer, we have this all this counter space.
We're
that
yeah. We're scared. What? We're a buffer. No, a buffer.
A buffer. Sorry.
Yeah, we're kind of scared of you.
We're like pets of that geeks.
So
mean,
the holidays. So it's clear that you haven't been working out. Have you just took the holidays off?
Yeah, I've just been kind of sick.
You should get your act together because
Rock, we are waiting for you to just pummel him. You can do it at any time.
Might not be worth the rocks.
What's with the watch? Is that a Rolexo? What is that exactly?
It is. I got that off. 48th Street. Guy named Rico over there.
Bought one that works.
She's the one that bought one that's worth a little money.
You know, The Rock, have you ever seen what The Rock does in the ring?
Yeah, I'm a huge, huge fan of Stone Cold. But anyway.
He actually likes Goldberg, he told us off mic. And we don't even talk about the WCW in our show.
I'm a big wrestling fan. I love wrestling.
Yeah, all right. The Rock doing signing at Tower Records. Where is this? East 4th Street and Lafayette in the East Village. I hear it's a mob scene already.
Really?
A mob scene since, what, 5 a.m. this morning I'm hearing? Yeah. Man, a ton of people want to talk to The Rock. Let's go to the phones here. Mike, you're next. What's going on?
Finally, I'm off hold. Hey, Rock, I just wanted to ask you, what's the deal with you getting your ass kicked lately?
Lately?
Well, yeah, I mean, every time you go out, you're getting pounded.
Man, are you referring to Raw where it was 3-on-1 and The Rock still won that match? Is that the one you're talking about?
That's true. But
thank God Mankind came in and saved your candy ass. If I may say, candy.
Well, you may not say that to The Rock.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rock. I felt like
there you jabroni.
Oh, I felt we knew each other a little better now.
Absolutely not.
Which I must say was a very good job.
Security.
And beating up those guys. But I got another question for you. When you're at the arena coming up?
Yes.
Yeah, he knows about it.
Are you going to talk at the Continental Arena, or are you just going to wrestle?
Is The Rock going to talk or just wrestle?
Yeah, are you gonna do your thing? Are you gonna get up on the ring rope? Are you gonna go nuts and get the crowd going or what?
Yeah, that's likely.
All right, because I've heard rumors that a lot of times if it's not Heat or Raw, you guys don't do any talking.
No, not with The Rock. Every single night. It doesn't really matter whether it's a Heat or a house show or Raw, SmackDown. It doesn't matter.
All right, cool, man. I'll definitely see you there.
All right, thank you, Mike. No more. Julio.
Yes, how you doing, guys?
You're next with The Rock. What's up?
How's it going, guys? Rock, I want you to take Jeff and check him into the SmackDown Hotel right now.
You don't like Jeffrey Ross making fun of The Rock?
Buddy, come on.
I'll give you a piece of my mind.
I'll give you a ride on my boat.
I got my own move.
All right.
You got your own move?
Yeah.
The hell do you even mean by that?
It's called the tickle.
Do you have a question for The Rock?
Yes, Rock.
I rub my head in your belly.
All right. Are you taking care of somebody in that Royal Rumble right now?
What's that?
Say that again?
Who are you going to take care of on the Royal Rumble?
Well, right now it's probably just going to be in the Rumble itself.
All right. Dan, you're next with The Rock.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I'm just a big fan of you guys, and I want to call up and talk to The Rock. Hey, Rock.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, I know you've been doing some TV shows here and there, and I was wondering if you're going to be on anytime soon.
It doesn't matter what's
I love you, Rock. You're great.
Got you, Rock.
Easy, you got The Rock.
How many times a day does that happen to The Rock? Constantly. People throwing your lines back in your face.
Constantly.
It doesn't.
See what you started, Rock.
Jesus Christ, it's got to get a little frustrating.
Joe, you're next. What's going on? Joe, you're next. We lose Joe? All right. Sal, you got a question for The Rock? Uh-oh. Sal, you're next. Let's go.
Yeah, hey, Rock, what's up?
Hey, man.
Oh,
hey.
Hey, I just, Rock, I heard a few rumors that you're going to be totally changing your appearance and your personality and everything.
No. No truth to that.
Because all that crap on the internet that you can't hardly believe and stuff.
All right.
And I got a suggestion for O&A.
Yeah.
Instead of having a train wreck, which is good, you should have Rock come up with something and start to play that, like,
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. He doesn't know what you're talking about, but we'll tell him off air.
You guys rule. You're the great one,
Look how nervous they all get. It's hysterical.
All right, Sal. Thank you. All right. Mike, you're next with The Rock. What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Rock, you're the great one, right? So listen to me. Why aren't you getting any push? You lost to the Boss Man.
What's up with that? We need to call Vince.
That's Boss Man. He's some jabroni off the streets. All right?
All right, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot. Later.
Cute kid.
Rock, because of you, we have all the kids listening today. They begged their moms to listen to the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah, and we had to hold off on our shows we usually have. We have, one of them we had was a girl that shot an egg out of her vagina. 9 feet.
Wow.
So usually the kids don't get to listen. But
wonder why.
You should have been here for that show.
And you think the WWF is shocking, you can see this on a daily basis.
Although the Moolah May Young thing, what do you personally think of that whole thing?
It's entertaining.
Yeah? It certainly is. When you see a half-nude old broad getting thrown over the top rope, how the hell do you change the channel? It's impossible. I'm glued to the screen when that happens. You don't have to deal with them, though, right? They don't usually put you in any matches with
them. No, The Rock's really not currently involved with the Moolah May Young storyline.
Yeah.
Thank God, right?
Although, is Mark Henry really banging that old broad? Because I really can't tell. It seems like he is really romantically involved.
He may be.
Knowing him, right?
He may be. Just picture, for the record, he may be.
Picture that scene, man.
Hey, when's Vince coming back? He's on his 6-week vacation or something?
Pretty soon.
Yeah, because we're getting a little tired of the Stephanie storyline. It was fun at first, but now it's time to move on.
Yeah, Stephanie and Triple H. She's got to stop making that Shane face. You ever see her, Stephanie, making the Shane face? Like you just smelt a bad fart. He, like, puckers up the lips. She does the same thing. Puts them up. Like they're smelling what The Rock is cooking after Chinese or something. I don't know.
All right, Anthony, you're next with The Rock. What's going on today?
Rocky, what's up?
Hey, man.
Listen, man, I know you got to show a little respect because I saw Triple H and he's married to her, but what do you think about China? Is she hot or what?
Yeah, she's not bad.
Not bad.
Are you digging her?
Those cans, man.
She's looking a lot better than she used to.
I'll
give her that much.
That's for sure. Rocky, man, you're the best.
Cleaned
up
real nice.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Take care, man.
All right. There's a guy in the line that said he went to school with you. Chris.
Yeah, Rock.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I was just wondering, when are you going to come up with a new line, Don't you think your line's a little played out now?
No, not really. You may think it.
Yeah, I think a lot.
But it doesn't matter what you think.
You know what? Let me ask you another question. No, seriously.
I got a good line for you.
Now,
I've fallen and I can't get up. That would catch on.
That could be
That's
the next
a
one
right there.
Scott, you're next with The Rock. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Opie and Anthony? What's going on?
All right.
Rock, I just gotta say, you're one of the greatest performers I've ever seen on TV, man.
I got my
3-year-old son running around my house telling me what The Rock is cooking. And you guys are great on that.
Well, thank you.
Like I said,
the accolades just coming in.
It's amazing. All our listeners are tongue-tied with The Rock in studio today.
Yeah.
Are you going to be moving on to, like, movies, sitcoms? You want to do all that stuff? Or?
I've done a lot of television work. But
we've seen the commercials
probably,
and stuff. They're hilarious.
Probably this year.
Yeah.
Venture off on the movie.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
You're a big Elvis fan. Is that true? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you sing us a line, maybe?
No.
Come on.
The book's got awesome pictures, man. It does. This picture of you and Andre the Giant as a little kid.
Let me see.
Look at that.
That's you as a kid?
How'd you meet him, man? How'd you meet him?
Wait a minute. That's you as a kid?
It is.
Yeah, easy. The Rock's looking good there.
Wait,
I'm just saying.
Pass that picture around.
I can relate to the hairdo.
That's a
cool. That's right.
I could definitely relate.
Was he a cool guy?
Yeah, real cool, cool guy. Yeah.
Right after that was snapped, he threw Rock to the floor.
That's right.
Memorable moment. Wow, that's something. Sporting the fro.
That's it.
During the early days, yeah. Boy, that was a curse. I remember that. My hair just like, poof, like a big dandelion head. You know? I had the same thing, Rock. I understand. I know where you're coming
from. You feel the Rock on that one.
I feel your pain, yeah.
Dan, you're next with the Rock. What's going on?
Rock, Opie, and Anthony, what's up? How you doing?
All right.
Hey.
I want to ask the great one who he looked up to as a kid, who is his favorite wrestler all time.
Favorite wrestler? Well, obviously, you know, I looked up to my dad and my grandfather who were in the business, but I'd have to say probably the entertainers would have to be probably Magnificent Morocco, even including Ric Flair as well.
Mm-hmm. Keep up the great work. You guys are awesome. Rock, you are the great one. I'm not going to bother you with doing any of your tacky catch lines, but I smell what you're cooking.
Oh, damn. Eddie, you're next with The Rock. We only have a few minutes left here. What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to ask The Rock, what he thought about when the Road Dog was on your show and he's talking all that trash about him?
Oh, yeah, the Road Dog did talk a little trash about The Rock.
Yeah, it almost sounded like you two, really, you know, we're like talking real life, kind of have a little, you know, tiff going.
No, there's no tiff with The Rock. There's a tiff with Road Dog. You know, he's the type of guy who's kind of insecure at times and very jealous, and it's just that simple.
Ah.
When are you going to lay the smack down on him again?
Whenever I get the script.
All right, Rock, you want to go one-on-one with me?
No, you might hurt The Rock, man.
That's right, you
sound
know
like
that.
A tough dude.
That's right, yeah.
Rock, you're great, Rock. I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Rock, does it ever get real in the ring when you really don't like the guy? Like you give it a little extra push or something?
Not really. I mean, I'm pretty much professional in there, and the rest of the guys in WWF, professional guys.
Right.
We got an issue, it'll be handled back in the back, and then never in the ring in front of everybody.
Right.
That's it.
Nice curse from The Rock.
He's Rock on that one.
All right.
But it is what it is. You know,
that's
all right.
Curse in
the
book, too. Curse in the book, too.
What's your personal view on toning down the whole damn wrestling thing? Because it pisses us off. All these people coming out of the woodwork saying it's too violent. And
well, it's easy to say that. It's easy to say that. You know, on network television, you'll find a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
We don't murder people, obviously, on our show. And a lot of times our show's reality-based, but at the same time, you'd be an idiot to think that it's completely legitimate, because it's not.
I remember seeing the Boss Man getting hanged.
That's right.
That's true. Wait a minute. That looked like murder to me. But then, like Wile E. Coyote, he was back the next day with no problem.
That's right.
Like, wait a minute, they hung him yesterday. What happened?
Some stuff's real. That blood on Austin's head sometimes, I don't know, that seems real.
There's a lot of real
seems
things.
Painful. Painful.
The blood's
painful,
real, yeah. All the blood's real.
All right.
Well, any contact that maybe shouldn't have happened? I see a lot of times, looks like X-Pac doing that spinning back kick. How the hell you know where that's going to land every time?
Well, that's just one of those, that's a hell of a kick. You kind of just got to suck it up.
I mean, sometimes I swear to Christ, you just smack someone in the side of the head. You seem like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, he just kicked him in the head.
Right.
Bleeding. You ever catch anything?
From X-Pac?
Off guard, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Yeah. Hey, he's a little pipsqueak anyway, though, compared to The Rock. Look at you. Right? You break him in half.
Mark, you're next with The Rock. What's up?
Anthony is such a wuss.
Why?
Why don't you do your impersonation of him?
What?
The great one. Do your impersonation to his face.
What impersonation?
The impersonation you always do when you talk about him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In a loving way. He doesn't trash The Rock.
I don't trash The Rock.
He doesn't trash the great one.
It's like everybody does an impression of The Rock.
All right, wait. What has he said, Mark?
He's always saying, you know, oh, I'm going to take this and stick it up this. And you're always saying...
Well, Mark, why don't you take that telephone... Shine it up real nice. Turn that sumbitch sideways and stick it straight up your candy ass.
Smell what The Rock is cooking.
That old gag, Rock, you know.
That'll show him.
He's rolling his eyes like, oh,
I'm sure
God.
For a second people are looking at each of us thinking, who's The Rock in here, you know? You really can't tell. All right, shut up, Mark.
Matt, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
All right.
Rock, I ever wondered, with so many cool heels and the lack of, like, hated heels, I was wondering if you ever had to turn The Rock evil again, would you ever think about bringing back third-generation superstar Rocky Maivia, since, like, everybody pretty much hated him?
No, not necessarily, because he was a babyface. You know, when Rocky Maivia became The Rock, The Rock went out there and he crapped on the people. He did what he had to do to get legitimate heel heat. He did that and made no bones about it. Would say, hey, this ain't Sing Along with The Rock and Good Night Trailer Park Trash every single night. I think if the time were ever to happen where The Rock would turn heel again, he wouldn't have to go back to Rocky Maivia. He'd just have to kind of do exactly what he has to do. And, you know, there's still a lot of arrogance, and there's still a lot of arrogance, a lot of confidence, a lot of things you still see in The Rock now. You know, just so happens he's a babyface. You know, but when the time comes, and it'll eventually happen, whether it's 2 years or 4 or 5 years down the road, he'll just be still the same Rock. You'll just hate him.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Good luck with your future, right?
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that's the funny thing, is you didn't even try to be a good guy. I mean, it just happened. Like, he'd go out there and say he was the people's champ, and the people were like, no, you're not. You know, you're just like being pompous and saying, I'm the people's champ. And then after a while, it just caught on. You brainwashed everybody. You hypnotized them or something. So like, yeah, he is the people's champ.
Hey, Chris, what do you have for The Rock?
Rock, this is one of the millions of fans. I was calling to find out what kind of injuries you've ever sustained in the ring.
In the ring, other than a couple of knee injuries, had a couple of surgeries already. That done shoulder injuries all the time. Pretty much your typical bumps and bruises.
Yeah, you can see time and time again, you see, like, black and blue marks on some of the wrestlers from going off the ring and everything. What about when you flip over the top? What's that do to you?
Well, you won't see too much flipping over the top from The Rock. Not like the Hardy Boys or anything like that.
Yeah, they get into it. That ladder match is still one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. We got Sick Boy in the studio. He's like a wrestling expert. You got a quick question for The Rock there, Sick Boy? He's been chomping at the bit all afternoon.
Yeah, I was actually kind of curious about it. Remember the MTV special over the summer? They had the feature on Tony Atlas, who was your dad's tag team partner. I was kind of wondering if you saw that and what you thought about it. They kind of highlighted some of the hard times that Tony's gone through over the years, and him talking about being so desperate that he wanted to kill himself and all that, and just what your thought on it was, you know, with your dad being his partner.
Well, before The Rock actually answers that, just out of curiosity, The Rock's heard of your name, and The Rock's got a question for you regarding your website.
Oh, no.
Actually, I had no idea it was you who goes by the name of Sick Boy, but
right.
It was brought to my attention last night from the office that your website carries a lot of racist comments, and I just want to hear about that. And for the most part, I just want to know, it sounds like all you guys are friends, and if you guys had known that this is a guy who has racist comments on his website, and if, in fact, you guys are behind that.
Oh, I've seen his website a few times. He's got a bunch of writers on there. And I think they just open it up to everything.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything ever been racist, no more than any of the humor that goes on in this show.
Well, hey, now, don't blame our show. No.
Don't lump us into that.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, after it was read, a couple of lines were read yesterday. The officer called me, read a couple of lines for me. It said something like, you know, The Rock, being half black, half Samoan, doesn't know whether he should go rob houses or eat food or whatever it is, and saying Jacqueline's from the jungle and Mark Henry, something about him being a gorilla or a monkey or something like that. So elaborate on that. Mm. And if that's the case, if you guys are behind this guy, then really I really don't even want to be here for that matter, and I certainly don't want to talk to you.
Well, this is nothing that's been written by me. I've got a staff of 15 writers that are on the site, and the site is done as an entertainment site, adding humor and just commentary on what goes on in wrestling. I haven't seen anything that was racist on the site. If there was anything that I ever saw as being too extreme, it would be gone in a heartbeat. You know, there's been plenty of stuff that gets...
Well, being saying that Jacqueline is from the jungle and Mark Henry's a monkey, and whether or not The Rock wants to rob houses because he's half black or he wants to eat because he's half Samoan, quite frankly, I find that offensive.
Well, I haven't seen that. I mean, I haven't seen those posts at all. I don't know if anybody else has. And
I'll be honest, I've never read any of that.
I've never seen one thing up on my site that would ever be racist, because that's not how I was raised, and that's not how I would run a website.
Well, it's on there.
Well, I haven't seen it on there. If it's on there, it will absolutely be removed. But, you know, I absolutely do not condone, nor do I, you know, support any of the statements made. But, and if, you know, somebody on there has made racist comments like that, they're absolutely going to be fired.
Can I be excused?
Whoa. Really? Wow.
All right.
Well, for the most part, it's one of those things where, again, I was contacted, I was made aware of it, and the office was made aware of it, and quite frankly, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't want to answer your questions. And if you guys have anything to do with this guy, I quite frankly don't want to have anything to do with
honestly,
you guys.
Honestly, I've never read any of that stuff on the site, and that's the honest truth.
No, we have him on whenever we have wrestlers on. He's an expert, knows a lot about it. We have that on. I don't know anything about any racist postings. Like I said, we don't condone that either.
Yeah. Well, it was brought to my attention last night, and it was read to me over the phone in detail.
When you have an open forum, especially on the internet, there's not really much you can do about
well,
that.
Apparently, it was from the writers who you must employ somehow.
Well, they're not paid writers at all. They're hired based on their writing skills. But if I had known somebody was
or lack
that kind
of for
crap,
that matter.
Well, you know, I apologize for anything that you may have taken offense to. I absolutely, you know, do not condone that type of writing, especially on my website. You know, it's something that I put a lot of hard work into, and it's been up for 2 years now. And, you know, we've put a lot of energy and a lot of money into it to make it something to be proud of. And for something like that to be on it, it's a black eye to the site, and it's a black eye to me. And, you know, I apologize to you and Jacqueline and, you know, anybody else from the WWF who, if somebody had made a comment like that to them, then they will absolutely be gone.
Mm. You mean African-American site.
All right. Enough with that.
Wow. Boy, that sure turned around quick. Look at that. What the hell are you doing?
So what else, guys? Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, no problem.
God damn. You ruined our interview with The Rock. What the hell? We were all having fun.
All right. Well, we still want to thank you for coming by.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, absolutely.
I hope you don't hate us.
Well, no. I mean, if you know of this, and if you're telling me the truth, if you know of this.
I'm giving you my word. You don't know much about me, but I honestly have never read anything like that on his website. And that is my word. Not backing down or anything. I've never read anything like that. And that's the God's honest truth.
All right.
Well, I believe it's there. I'm not going to lie, but, you know, if you say it's there, but...
I was pretty much there, you know, for the most part. Again, I was brought to my attention last night, sat on the phone for a good couple of hours, and made the publicist aware, and I had no idea it was him, but appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Okay. Book signing starting at 7 tonight. Tower Records, East 4th Street in Lafayette in the East Village. Got to thank The Rock for stopping on by today.
I can't even believe these morons.
He's a disgusting little man.
And deadly.
What a douchebag. Train Wreck Radio.
Game over.
This is sicker than Faces of Death.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. Who the hell just turned off their radio?
Hey.
Once again, it's Opie and Anthony. Jeffrey Ross still in the studio. I don't know if he wants to be associated with us anymore, but...
Oh, my God. That was crazy.
That was cringe radio at its best. Jeffrey Ross playing Caroline's tonight, and all weekend long, call Caroline's for tickets, but he is...
Thanks for having me on, you guys.
He will be there tonight at 8. Holy, I am like shaking.
Flip from Austining on instant feedback. Never have I heard your show come to such a screeching halt. Nice way to kill an interview, sick boy. Wow.
Man.
That was some of the most uncomfortable radio I have ever heard. Poor sick boy.
Send all complaints to wdb@xwrestling.com.
Dude.
He's the guy you want.
All right, thanks.
Oh, my God.
Cool. He just ran right out of here, didn't he?
Yeah, he walked right out.
I swear to God, it was like a train hit me heading out the door.
Talk about a body crasher. Oh.
It was just, wow. You know, and
he was having such a good time. Yeah. He was going to cut, like, liners for our show. And
he saw the White Devil.
And there was wow.
There was a bunch of people out there waiting to get pictures and autographs, and he just, whoosh, Right through the crowd.
He said goodbye to me.
Yeah.
He shook my hand. He said, nice to meet you.
Well, we didn't get a handshake or nothing.
No, he just turned his... You know what?
All of a sudden...
Donna.
Yes, I'm here.
What's up?
Very, very uncomfortable. Did he even leave? I mean, was it cordial? Or was he? Did he shake me with his hand walking out? Or
no, when I was given the plug for the book and the book signing, he just turned right around and walked right
out.
Wouldn't shake our hand, nothing.
Very, very uncomfortable.
I swear.
I feel bad for Jeffrey Ross.
He shook Jeffrey's hand. That was about it.
Very, very odd.
How'd that happen? Wow.
You know, we had no idea what was on the xwrestling.com site. No clue whatsoever.
Hey, good.
I know as he's walking out, he thinks, you know, we knew all along what was on there.
You know, I say good for him because himself with a lot of class in a very uncomfortable situation. He didn't, you know, he had to do what he has to do.
Well, to tell you the truth, on one hand, sure, you're right, the way he handled Sick Boy, but I don't know, because Sick Boy is on this show, I think he kind of looped us into this whole thing, and the interview fell apart. I think he feels that we are in some way involved with the website and with anything he might find objectionable. I think I made it clear.
I don't think so, because I still didn't know when he left.
And if you look at the website, it looks like you guys are involved with the website.
How does it look like that?
If you look at that portion of it, it looks like you guys said this stuff.
That we personally said it?
Yeah. It makes it sound, if you read it, and it's taken out of... If people are just reading lines off it.
What is it, a mock interview?
It's a mock
interview that was done yesterday. And I just want the point to be made clear in case anybody was... I didn't write it. It is on xwrestling.com, which is my site.
Dude, stop plugging your website.
Stop plugging your website and go home and delete that thing.
Don't worry about it. What's your problem? It's okay.
I'm just pissed. Because he left here thinking that, you know, we had everything to do with that.
We didn't.
Yeah, we get in enough trouble on our own. I don't need people accusing us for stuff that we didn't do, and we didn't do anything. We're completely innocent.
As far as he is concerned, having Sick Boy on our show, we are involved. And in that case, he's right that we do have him on the show. We're not involved with the website. We're not involved in any other way. But I think him knowing that we have him on our show is enough. That it pissed him off. He must be very sensitive when it comes to racial stuff.
He entertains kids. He's got to be.
I need another beer.
can we light up the Cubans again?
Sure. You want to burn Cubans? What?
Hey, who's this?
Is that a train?
Danny.
Huh? Danny, Danny, what's going on?
Not much. Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I think the way he left was kind of messed up, you know, because all you guys did was praise him the whole time, and, you know, he just turned his back on you real cold hard, you know?
You know, I'm starting to get a little pissed off now that I'm thinking about this and now that he's gone. I mean, does he have a problem with the Godfather? When the Godfather comes out pimping hoes 24/7 and smoking joints and stuff? That seems to be a racial stereotype.
See, the total thing is, though, you know, like, you guys made him so high up on the show, you know, and then he just turns it around because he reads something on the website that had no control over you or the station, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's foul, you know? I mean, you guys had him on, you praised him up, and, you know, he just walked out like a real jerk-off.
Yeah, you know, I have so many things going on in my head right now. It's like, he said he spent 2 hours, you know, on the phone about this last night.
Yeah.
So he should have brought it up as soon as he walked in the door. Because because if it looks like it's a mock interview that we did with The Rock, so obviously it looks like we're associated with what was said on xwrestling.com, he should have, you know, confronted us as soon as he walked in the door.
Dude, I read that post.
That's
obvious. It says it at the beginning. It's a fake mock fantasy interview.
You
would have to be a complete buffoon to think that that was real.
Yeah,
you know, and even if he did have a bone to pick with you guys, he should have brought it up right when he got there, you know, and just made his point.
He didn't know.
Instead of walking in and, you know, putting you guys into a bear trap.
I got to say, and I've been doing a lot of radio, this has been the most uncomfortable moment in the history of my damn radio career.
Well, when When Sal was on the phone with my mom? No?
That's second at this point, Ant.
What's this?
The thing that really bugged me was the fact that if they were looking at that for 2 hours last night, nobody took the time to just, you know, from one of his representatives to just send me an email and say,
oh,
you
the
know,
the representatives.
Oh, they'll probably be getting an email.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah. All right.
That's
all right. So, they probably can't get on your site right now. It's probably being pounded.
So Jeffrey, what was going on in your mind?
Because
you were the closest to him. You were like 2.5 feet away. Jeffrey, I think he told me before when we were in break, he said, if we're involved with that, Jeffrey's leaving now. He's very annoyed and angry at this whole thing.
No, it was like, you know, I'm in here, you know, playing around with him. He's having fun. And all of a sudden, he really... it really meant a lot to him, and I don't know.
I respect that big time.
I respect him for being forceful and clear.
I had no idea that was up there. No idea.
And even if it's a fake thing, even if it's clearly a fake thing, it still shouldn't be up there. I mean, the kids are looking at it. I don't have kids, but if I did, I'd be pretty pissed.
Right. See, now I'm on the end of the spectrum where I say if it's the Internet, anything goes. I say anything goes. It's the First Amendment, man. I don't care what it says.
But fine, he's still got to do what he did.
Okay, that's fine.
He wasn't arguing the First Amendment. He was saying you're a prick and you're a racist if you let that be on your website.
I was an innocent bystander, and that's what pisses me off. I had no idea. And like, he dissed us at the end of the interview. I had no freaking clue, and that's what's pissing me off. I had no idea. I told him, man to man, I had no idea about what he was talking about. I was trying to be clear without coming across like we're totally separating ourselves from Sick Boy. He's never been here before. I don't know what the site is at all. I didn't want to go that route, but I wanted him to know that, no, we don't know or condone anything that is on his website. And if you look on his website at the bottom, it says the person that runs his website does not necessarily agree with what's posted here or anything.
And I can't monitor the damn thing 24 hours a day, which is a real problem when you've got 15 guys writing who are all, you know, chomping at the bit to try and be funny, and, you know, somebody does something that pisses off the Rock,
yeah.
I get the heat for it, and then, you know, you guys get blown off.
When you have an open forum on the Internet or in books or magazines or anything, it's sometimes that happens.
Well, look at what happened with the New York Radio Message Board.
Yeah.
Hey, and Bob. Zillions of people that...
what's up, Bob?
Exactly.
They hammered that thing.
I thought you guys were dead.
Yeah, well, so did we.
I'm not making a joke. I was driving home. I skidded my truck, and I turned up the radio. I pulled right off the road. I said, these guys are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dale from Manhattan wants to know, are you guys cleaning out your shorts and hosing off the chairs?
it was very real, though, what he was saying and feeling.
Yeah, that was just, I don't think he understood. That, you see, he thought that you guys were associated with Sick Boy, like you had something to do with his website.
Right.
It's not like he came, as soon as he found out that Sick Boy was there, because he says, he said, I saw you outside and I didn't know that you were Sick Boy.
Right.
So as soon as he found out that he was Sick Boy, that's when he went, no pun intended, ape.
All right. You know what you should have done?
What?
Not you. Sick boy. Like, right when he said that, you should have went, oh, yeah? Well, I'm telling you, Rock. You know, like, get into character.
Yeah, because I wasn't close enough to get my ass kicked there, Ant.
Sick boy, you should have seen your face, man. Classic.
Oh, I could feel it. I could feel the look on my face. I'm like, there is no blood in my face right now.
The Rock is like a couple of feet away from me.
A couple of feet. Try 10 inches or something away from me. The look that he had in his eyes, I'm like, well, I'm getting my ass kicked tonight.
Well, that would have been your
fight club.
But it
would have been by the Rock.
Yeah, that's true. That would have been
Rick's fight club.
I'm trying to think, what's the move if he starts just pummeling you? There's no move.
Oh, there's no move. You sit and watch.
You just let him hit you.
You sit and watch.
I got your back. Get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, thank you.
You guys would have been safe because you have Spaz, the pro wrestler, in the studio.
Yeah, Spaz could have laid some moves on him.
He could have laid the, I don't want to say it. Bye.
All right, thank you. Oh, my God. Hey, Chuck, you're next. What's going on?
Yo, I can smell what was in your pants. I can smell it.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
I'll tell you something. I don't give a damn who you have on. Anybody that comes on the O&A show from now on, my ears are glued to the radio.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn who it is. It was still good, but I'm going to tell you something. Your boy Sick Boy, this is what got him. He was like, oh, it's only the same thing that goes here on this show.
I know what that killed him.
And that
came out totally the wrong way.
That's what did it, baby.
Chuck's a black guy.
Not that it matters, but...
Apparently he doesn't know me very well, huh?
I'll tell you one thing. Joke time was over real fast. It was poof.
Ah, man. I'm going to tell you something. It was brutal, but it was still good, man. And you know what? You guys handled it very well.
Right.
You know what I mean? You handled it as best as you could. You stood by the fact. You told the truth. You stood by your boy, Sick Boy, who, by the way, and what the worst kind of advice ever, getting the character, he'd have been Dead Boy. Never been his name from now on.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you did the best thing you could. You stood by the fact that, hey, look, this guy, we're associated with him, but not in the way that you think, and that's the truth, and what can we do about it? You know what I mean?
Well, thank
you. Now, later on, hey, it's still good radio. What the hell?
Thank you, Chuck.
Later on.
Bye.
Guilt by association.
Jeffrey's leaving?
I'm going to work.
Oh, Jeffrey's leaving.
No one wants to hang with us anymore.
That's it. It's over.
That's not true.
I know.
Oh,
I had a great time. This is the best time.
That's it.
Last time was fun, too. Yeah.
You're always here for some highlight.
I know. Really? Last time was pretty crazy, too.
All right. We'll say goodbye to Jeffrey Ross, everyone.
Night, Jeffrey.
It's going to be at Caroline's tonight through Sunday. Very funny, man. Go see him at Caroline's. 8 o'clock show tonight. 8 o'clock show tomorrow night. 8 o'clock show Saturday. Couple 10:30 shows thrown in there Friday and Saturday as well.
Come, drink, laugh.
All right, Jeffrey Ross, everyone.
Congratulations on another
stellar day of radio.
Banner day of radio.
It was fascinating.
Oh,
you know?
Brian,
you could cut the tension.
You know
what's
cool? You know,
hold on, one second.
Hold you guys, man. The Rock's a hypocrite.
The Rock.
Hold on.
Why is he a hypocrite? Why?
Remember when DX did a little skit on The Nation and they all dressed up in blackface?
Yeah.
Didn't seem to bother The Rock at all.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, man. I wouldn't let that bother you. You guys froze, though. You guys are a bunch of pussies.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to do?
Get your narrow ass in here, Brian, and have The Rock stare you down. And what are you going to say?
I'd be
are you going to get all bad?
I'd be a pussy.
We tried to make our point as best as we could without getting him any more pissed. You didn't see The Rock's face.
Yeah, and let me
when he was looking at Sick Boy.
Wait, and let me give you a little more information. He was not going to listen to anything we said. It was past that.
Yeah.
He just wanted out of the studio. He knew we were still live on the air. He just wanted out.
All right, he's a hypocrite, though, man. If you didn't let that bother him, you know?
All right.
Later on.
Thank you.
Ooh,
what were you going to say, Jeffrey?
You know, forget the context of it all and how upsetting that was. Watching him get mad from 2 feet away, even though he's an entertainer, he wouldn't make eye contact with Sick Boy. He knew for his own head he had to look the other way.
Yeah.
Else he would.
Well, there's some stories in his book that he has a temper. He has a rage issue.
Oh, that's great.
No, because I was...
Oh, my God.
You didn't know that?
Line of fire.
No, you didn't know that, Ant? I've been doing a little research on The Rock and stuff, and he admits he has a rage issue. So when this whole thing was going down, I was just panicking, going, someone is getting killed here.
Oh, my God.
And he,
I'm 6'2", 250. I'm trying to find something to hide under, you know? I'm no small guy, but the Rock's like 6'5", 6'6". The guy's got to be 280 and nothing but muscle. I'm like, he looked over at me once... I saw the look in his eyes, and I, Jesus Christ.
I thought you were going.
This is the wrong, I should have stayed in bed today.
I thought you were going.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Thank you.
At least you got an autograph.
Yeah. Yeah, he autographed my book.
In your own blood.
Yeah.
Tim, what's up? Timmy.
Tim or Ken?
Whatever, whoever you are.
Take it easy, Jeff.
O&A. I think that the Rock... ambushed you guys, knew it coming in, and had a responsibility to say that to you up front. And you were there commenting on it earlier.
I'm very suspicious because if he knew all this coming into our studio and he had a feeling that we might be associated with all that, then I wish he would have said something up front.
The air should have been cleared up front and before you guys got on the air.
Right.
And that show should not have come to the screeching halt that it did.
All right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, now I'm afraid to go to the grand opening of WWF restaurant.
Kevin, what's going on?
What's up?
Putting a cheeseburger.
All right, what's up?
Listen, I just want to say I was on the Rock side, dude.
That's okay.
Yeah. Just because, I mean, I agree with you guys, too, because I know you had nothing to do with that website. But it was obvious, like, he knew nothing about, you know, Sick Boy being in there when he walked in because he was horsing around with you guys and joking around.
Right.
But, whatchamacallit, the way you guys handled it, you were kind of weak in your defense. Like, you didn't really get your point across that you weren't associated with the website.
Kevin, he wasn't going to... You had to see his face. He wasn't going to listen to anything we had to say. He wanted out.
Really? He was, like, furious?
I apologized man to man as best I could. And as soon as we went to commercials, usually, you know, we take pictures with our guests. You know, we shake a hand or two. We laugh, you know. And then, usually they go out in the hallway and they take pictures with some of our listeners that came down. And, then if they're really cool, they'll cut some liners for our radio show. What happened was, as soon as we hit that commercial, he turned around and walked out.
Really?
Without saying bye. So he wasn't going to listen to anything we had to say.
If we would have made it clear that we're not involved with the website, we'd have gotten 20,000 phone calls and emails going, you guys sold Sick Boy down the river, you bunch of pussies, you made it sound like you were backpedaling. So there's really nothing you could do.
Well,
the
no,
guy
like
was
it,
pissed.
I respect you guys sticking up for your boy and all. I mean, because I would definitely do the same thing. But it was the article. Well, I don't think it was so much the website, but the article that got them all pissed off, you know?
Right. First of all, the guy runs a website, has writers on it.
Right.
If a writer writes something inappropriate, not only is the guy that runs the website, maybe he doesn't know it's there, but then remove it to the radio station that he comes up to every so often. Uh-huh. I mean, it's obvious we're not involved with the website. And whether we have to explain that to The Rock live on the air as he's pissed is another story. I don't think we had to.
And
I think at that point he was pissed and he was leaving.
Right.
He had already made up his mind in his head. And we weren't going to talk him out of it.
Uh-huh.
And we can't babysit everyone that is associated with this show. We don't know what everyone does.
People come in the door all the time. They got things. They got products. They got websites. What are we supposed to look at everything and make sure everything's milquetoasty right? Before we put them on the air? No, it's not what this show is about.
I hear you, man. I'm a big
fan. An open forum, and there are First Amendment rights that are protected. If you have an open forum on the internet...
I know. I agree with Jeffrey, though. It's not the First Amendment. It's like, I mean, he wasn't saying that...
Well, his personal... No, that's fine. Then he has every right to get up and leave.
Right.
But we shouldn't have to backpedal or anything.
So are you guys pissed off at The Rock?
No, he has his own agenda. That's fine.
I respect what he had to say and stuff, but if he had any inkling that we were associated with this before he came into the studio, then yes, I am pissed that he didn't like say it up front.
Yeah.
I think he'd be even more pissed if he knew that the guy who wrote that writes for Raw Magazine now.
Oh, not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah, well, he's no longer going to be writing for my site. I can guarantee that.
All right, Kevin, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Big fan, guys.
All right.
Later.
Bye. God, this is all anyone wants to talk about, but it was pretty intense.
Mm.
A pretty intense 3 minutes. Steve, what's up?
Yeah, I just think The Rock is a total hypocrite. And he's a real jerk. 2 minutes earlier, all he's talking about is when he wants to be a bad guy again, all he's got to do is call people trailer park trash. And all of a sudden it's okay to, it's okay for him to be mad over a website. I think it's a little ridiculous. The WWF is based on pissing people off, period.
Yeah.
That's why people watch it. It's entertainment.
Right.
And so is a website. I don't understand.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve.
All right. Have a nice day, guys.
All right. Bye. Mark, you're next. What's going on?
OB.
Yeah.
Anthony, let me tell you something, man. F The Rock. That was, I mean, how do you just come in there and with all the humor that goes on that show like that he could even get mad at something that he don't even know if you guys had a part of. You know what I mean? But I pulled over and I heard you guys crapping your pants.
I'm sure all you guys...
Sick Boy, he was stuttering so bad he didn't know what to do.
I'm sure you guys all enjoyed that.
Oh, that was great. Oh, I love you guys, man. But that was ridiculous. From now on, I'm not even going to watch them anymore.
All right.
Because
thanks.
That was ridiculous. You guys are the best. Keep it up.
Bye.
Joe in Brooklyn, where in the hell was Old Dirty when you need him? Yeah, he could have smoothed everything out, I'm sure.
Hey, George, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Guys, I love you and everything, but I never heard so many stuttering. What happened was is in my entire life.
Well, come on, we admit it. We're a bunch of pussies. We're not this huge friggin' guy. You watch the goddamn show. We don't trick you guys. We admit we're the biggest pusses.
Hey, man, no more raw interviews, huh?
What? We have nothing to do.
I know. It's just
off-color posting on any website whatsoever. That's it. The Rock had his mind made up. He left.
Yeah, but he was retarded. He comes in and he's joking around with you guys, and then all.
Yeah, well.
No, where was Reverend Al when you needed him right there?
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, guys, take it easy.
Act kind of quiet while plunk down three. I got to hear this guy's logic.
All right,
Pete.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Opie stuck up for The Rock, and Anthony just kept his mouth shut.
Yeah, because Opie was talking. What am I supposed to do? Talk on top of Opie when he was done? Then I put across my point.
Well, I don't know. He was just saying. He was like, "We're not anything to do with it." You know, we had nothing to do with it, and you just kept your mouth.
I didn't want to sound like I was backpedaling.
I don't know. I think you backed up. you pussied out.
Pussied out.
I made his point too.
You know something? I got it. So much was happening at one time. I got to listen to a tape back of that and just hear what went on, because I thought I had explained pretty well.
Right.
What my point of view on this whole thing was.
I don't know.
I guess I was just going bye, and didn't even know it.
I don't think any amount of reiterating the same point was going to convince this guy otherwise.
No, you could see it in his face and in his body. He was done.
Done.
Done. There was no talking.
Well,
and why try
to... The way I got it, I just saw Opie trying to, like, you know, stick up for you guys.
And one thing I learned from this show, the more you try to explain something, the...
Thanks for cursing, you ass.
We had a dump out of that.
All right, man.
Thanks,
again,
Pete.
Fellas.
Bye.
At that point, it had nothing to do with the show. It had nothing to do with you and I. I was just man-to-man telling him in his eyes I had no freaking clue about what he was talking about.
Man.
And that's why I'm mad, because it didn't matter.
His mind was made up. That's it.
Done.
So.
Done. All right.
Since he said he had heard of the website, I'm like, I got a feeling this ain't a good thing.
I saw his face. He turned around. He did that snort thing, that you see him do in the ring.
The Brahma Bull.
He did the snort thing. He kind of looked over sideways.
All right, Lisa, real fast.
I thought I was going to cry when he was talking to you.
People stop cursing?
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm really so sorry. But, I mean, it's like, I felt really bad for you guys. I really thought that he was going to, like, punch you guys in the face for that.
We're all bummed and stuff, too, because we really like him.
We like The Rock.
It was so cool.
We have a really good relationship, or did, with the WWE.
You meet your hero, and all of a sudden, like,
and now we're scourging.
He hates you.
They're probably pulling the Raw magazine off the newsstand as we speak.
January issue of Raw. But, Anthony, me and my friends were sitting around looking at the Raw magazine, and we could swear to God, for a little bit, if you look really fast, you look like Ernest P. Worrell.
Who's that?
Ernest.
Anthony goes to camp.
You must really be looking closely.
I'm sorry, but I love you guys, okay?
Thank you, Lisa.
All right, bye.
Bye.
We both did our best Dr. Bellows impression.
But it was, I swear, but I never saw,
But he said,
then it was over. We never knew. Sick Boy is. And then he said, but it was never.
But we don't even know Sick Boy.
Major Nelson.
We don't even know why he's here.
All right, we got to take a break. We are so damn late.
Oh, my God.
More of your phone calls in just a bit. Stay there.
You guys, some conflict. Piss me off, okay?
7 WNEW.
Hey, Anthony, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner!
Yes, our good friends at Stacker 2.
Oh, let's welcome them back to the Opie and Anthony show, Anthony.
For the new millennium.
For the new millennium is right.
Mm-hmm.
Stacker 2 has been here since the beginning on the Opie and Anthony show, and we appreciate that.
Lots of our listeners have lost a lot of weight with Stacker 2.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Yeah. It burns the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It, crushes the cravings in between meals.
One more.
And it gives you the boost of energy.
Yes!
That you need when you're lacking late in the day like we are. If you want to check it out for yourself, it's Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. They have a website. Everyone has a website these days. www.stacker2.com. What do you think's on the Stacker 2 website, Ant?
Chicks.
There are chicks on the site.
Are there?
I went there, yeah. Girls that have lost weight using Stacker.
Okay.
Yeah, and like bikinis and stuff. All right, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Give them a call, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. 1027 WNAW, it's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
What's up? We just got the people's brush off. You know, we cannot stay out of trouble. We try. I thought today would be the day we'd just have a boring Opie and Anthony show. Have a little interview with The Rock. And then we go eat some food at Paisano or something.
Yeah.
But no.
There's somehow we're always ending up in some form of trouble.
Maybe it was all fake and we're just going to be part of a storyline for the WWE.
Oh, you think? Yeah, that must be it. Go ahead, taunt him a little bit then. Oh,
oh yeah. Was he acting it?
I don't think so.
No, we know he wasn't.
Now, what about, like, if we go to the grand opening?
Well, we are invited. Mike, what's up?
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Is it a big place? Will there be a lot of people?
Can you steer clear of the run? Sick Boy used to be a wrestler,
right? Huh?
Sick Boy used to be a wrestler, right?
No.
Oh. Yeah, well, I think The Rock should have spit in his hand and punched you right in your mouth and broke your lip open.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
All right, Beth.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Grant, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
All right.
That was kind of rough, man, but I got to take The Rock's side. Sick Boy's got to go. I'm looking at this website, and the guy's ripping him. How do you expect him not to react like that?
He has every right to react he did. I just, you know.
But it's not your fault, but somebody should have called Sick Boy right out onto the carpet.
I think The Rock did.
But I think he wanted you guys to call him out onto the carpet,
too. How can we call him out when we haven't seen what he's talking about?
But The Rock's telling you what was there.
All right, so? But we have to read it for ourselves and you know.
This could be The Rock, the way he's talking. What? The Rock's telling you it's there. He's like talking to third person.
No, it's here. I mean, The Rock's right. I'm looking right at it. Right. And I know what if it was me, I'd be pissed off, too.
All right, he has every right to.
But, I don't know, maybe you guys have somebody go check out the website, and maybe you could
give
The Rock a call and say, hey, listen, you know, you're right, and we don't condone it, and the Sick Boy's not allowed on the show anymore.
I think a ton of people checked it out. I think more people checked it out because The Rock mentioned it.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
You know, there's probably thousands of people that would have never even seen it.
Endorsed by The Rock.
I don't know.
I don't know if endorsed is the word.
I can see The Rock's point. I thought he was going a little overboard, but looking at it now, I can see.
I have no problem with any of that. I just, you know, I don't want to keep saying it, but I said man-to-man to him that I had no clue, and, you know, he dissed us at the end of the interview. We were having fun, and the truth is I had no idea.
Well, maybe you guys can talk to him and patch things up, because the interview was going really cool.
And then,
you guys did a great job.
And then at the end, you know, I assumed, like, okay, we continued the discussion off the air. And no, he just bolted.
He left.
And Psycho Mark, you're out of your mind.
Oh, my God.
Psycho Mark, who, you know, is also in charge of trying to get some of these guests to cut IDs for us. You still went up to him and said, hey, can you cut that Opie and Anthony?
That's a big breath.
What did he say? What
did he say?
No, I'm not cutting that ID, not if they're associated with them and all that.
So he still thought that we were.
Yeah, and the WWF lady was real PO'd, too. But, you know.
Nah, she's PO because she's got to be.
Yeah, maybe you guys might want to give Vince a call and let him know that everything's really cool.
Yeah.
You don't want to have him dissing the show now.
All right.
All right, hey, thank you. You guys suck.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye.
I mean, that's ridiculous. It's like somebody getting, putting a sign up in the crowd at the WWF, someone reading the sign, getting offended, and being pissed off at the WWF because there's a sign. You know what I mean?
There's many things he said that were very hypocritical in our interview, if you really want to get into it. When we were talking about the signs in the arena.
Yeah.
And we asked if any of them make him laugh. He goes, yeah, when I see the one that says Big Red Retard.
Ah. Retard, very derogatory word. Mentally handicapped, Opie.
Just saying, where do you draw the line? As far as
obviously,
as
far wherever as The Rock wants you to.
Well, as far as that type of humor goes, where do you? You know?
Can't believe Sick Boy. Look at him over there. Brush with The Rock. Almost killed by The Rock.
Wow, that's pretty cool. We almost saw live death. That would have been a first for our radio.
Would that
show
have been cool if he like put him in the position to give him the rock bottom and he's like looking around all crazy, he's got Sick Boy and then wham on the floor.
I'll tell you what, man, if there's anybody to get your ass kicked by, there could be none cooler than having it kicked by The Rock.
By The Rock, yeah.
I mean, as intense and as serious as the whole situation was, you know, afterwards, I was like, hey, wow, The Rock almost kicked my ass.
Yeah.
You know, but
you could go down on the street and get your ass kicked by some nobody.
Yeah.
Rick has a great line here. He writes, we are the Jennifer Lopez to Sick Boys Puffy.
Yeah, guilt by association.
All right.
Oh, man.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, guys?
All right.
Yo, I think Sick Boy's the pussy here, man.
What?
It's like, Sick Boy's sitting there, and he's saying, like, oh, I don't know what's up with the site. I have no idea what's on it. And then as soon as The Rock leaves, he's like, oh, it was this guy. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was after,
you know?
I mean, that was after the commercial break, moron, when Spaz ran me out into the hallway and showed me what it was.
I have no idea what's on the site. I don't know what's going on with it. Sick Boy saying the same thing when he damn well knew what was on it all along.
Moron, that was during the commercial break. Spaz pulled me out into the hallway and showed me what was up on the site.
What, Sick? He showed you on your site?
Yeah. I don't monitor the site 24 hours a day. I got 15 writers who do their stuff on Wrestling Uncensored. I don't sit and monitor them. I got a business to run.
Yeah, I know, man. But now your business is taking a hurting, you know?
I don't know.
You gotta watch that more.
Yeah. I want to know which show came more of a screeching halt. Like, what was the seatbelt airbag factor more? Sick Boy asking Rock a question or Rick taking a picture of Jay Moore? Like, what brought the show to more of a screeching halt? Not a fear factor. I'm not talking about that. It's just more of the screeching halt factor.
We were able to smooth over the Jay Moore thing. I don't think we'd be able to smooth this
one. No, this one was 80 into the brick wall.
That one with Rick and Jay was a close call, but, you know, I think Rick probably could have held his own with Jay. You know, me versus The Rock, there's just no goddamn contest there.
Sick Boy versus The Rock.
Sick Boy, go home and get rid of that, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm turning your mic off.
What's the matter, Ro?
Just another day on the Opie and Anthony show.
That's what this show is all about. Mitchell, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right.
Listen, Ope, I think you better cut out on that man-to-man stuff for a while there. You're saying man-to-man. He was about to open up a can of whip-ass there.
Whatever. If you want to hit me, he can hit me. But,
I
was going to say what I had to say. I had no clue.
Where was Sick Boy doing all this? Behind a glass or something?
No, he was right next to The Rock.
Was he really?
Looking very, very scared.
That was a Kodak moment there.
No, it certainly was.
Let me paint the picture for you. Seriously, they were maybe a foot away from each other.
Man, that's close.
Maybe. Maybe, well,
are we going to do what we learned on the Opie and Anthony show today?
Yeah, we'll do that in a couple of minutes here.
All right, peace out, guys.
All right, man.
Oh, my God.
Could have done better than Rock?
What?
Eddie, what's up?
Hey, Onay, how are you?
Good.
I'm sorry, man. The Rock is a big a-hole. I hate him. I hate his character all about him.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, why couldn't you guys kind of could have gone like Undertaker or something?
We've had a lot of the guys.
Okay.
I know you have, but wait, man. I love your show. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
I just like, you know, I didn't like The Rock's points.
All right.
I mean, I think he's a big hypocrite.
All right.
You guys could have done better.
All right, thank you.
I'll keep listening. No, thanks.
Bye.
John,
what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
You know, Sick Boy should have just said that you had a guest writer. It was John Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
That would have, you know, he would have figured it out right there, and then he would have understood.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Jeez, man.
Matt, what's up?
How you doing, guys? Guys, that was probably one of the best radio I've heard in a while. You guys, that was great. I was so uncomfortable. I haven't been that uncomfortable in my car since I got pulled over for a speeding ticket. I was sitting there. I couldn't even, I was afraid to turn the dial. I didn't know what to do. I just froze. So I can imagine how you guys felt.
You know, I don't like those uncomfortable moments, and they happen a lot lately on this show. They really do.
But that really got to me. But seriously, The Rock, I mean, at least he could have been cool with you guys. I mean, he really should have got his facts straight before he was going to go on a tirade like that. Just shows you what kind of mentality this guy's got, that he could have just relaxed himself a little bit and said, yo, you know, you guys are cool with me, and this guy, I got a problem with this guy. He shouldn't have just taken it out on you guys. I mean, I think that's wrong. You guys support him.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. It was a good point. I'm just, you know, we're exhausted from what just happened.
Oh,
all right, let's
battle with The Rock.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll play the famous game what did we learn on the Opie and Anthony show today? So let's clear the phone lines and get into that next, okay?
All right, man.
What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at? Nothing. I just punched up Sick Boy's site.
Oh, all right.
Just kind of looking at. Oh, no, I'm just kind of looking. You know where it says xwrestling.com is not affiliated with any pro wrestling organizations? Could you put the Opie and Anthony show on there?
That would be nice. All right, we'll be back. Fran is 84 years old. Rick, you cannot have oral sex with Fran. I'm sorry.
No, anal is okay.
Trainwreck Radio. The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW.
Just about done, Anthony.
That's true.
1027 WNEW. Woo! All right. Thanks for tuning in today. You almost saw a murder today. What other radio station is going to give you that? We should have played a lot of music today, Anthony.
Maybe taking a vacation day. That would have been fun.
All right. Let's play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today.
Oh, no. This is going to suck.
What?
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Maybe we should call the WCW and say how much we like them.
Ooh, man.
That's just a joke. Adam, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
All right.
I learned today that The Rock or Dwayne Johnson, whatever he wants to be called, is just a big bitch. It's not even about wrestling anymore. It's commercial, about promoting yourself. What about the days of the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan were around? You know, that was real wrestling. That was real wrestling.
All right, there you go.
All right, Adam, thank you.
All right.
You know what? You know what you should have done, Sick Boy? Right when you were face to face with The Rock, and he was saying, "Before I answer that question, let me ask you this." You should have went, "It doesn't matter what you have to ask me."
Oh yeah.
I just wanted to see Sick Boy get hit. I'm sorry.
Alan, what's up?
Would've been classic.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Yeah, I learned, you know what I learned today? I learned that Opie and Anthony and The Rock know how to fool their audience. It was a big setup. Good job, guys.
Yeah. Really? Jesus Christ.
I think we're that smart?
Anything that happens in here, people will think is a setup. You know, I guess because it is just so freaking ridiculous, whatever goes on in here. No, unfortunately, that was...
Believe what you must. Jason.
Real deal.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Man, you guys almost had some murder over there.
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
All right, thank you.
All right, later.
Bye. Oh, my God, I'm learning something from these calls.
It's time to go home.
Yeah.
Didn't we learn anything else today on the show? There was some good stuff today.
I pretty much canceled out the rest of the show right there.
Yeah. Chris, what's going on?
I learned The Rock is an idiot on the radio, too. Hey, you guys should have had Spaz wrestle him.
Oh yeah,
that was
Spaz, good. Our savior, our hero, would have smoothed the whole thing over.
Even Ed and I don't dislike Spaz that much. He would have got killed. All right, thank you.
Hey, you guys rock.
All right. Jason, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
What I learned today was whoever schedules your commercials is really warped.
What?
First commercial break after Rock leaves is a promo for the upcoming WCW event.
Was it really? I swear to God, I had no clue.
I swear to God, I was listening the whole time.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. TJ, what's going on? What'd you learn on the show today?
Today I learned that you guys almost had the last live broadcast of your life.
Yeah.
Very
That's
good.
Pretty close, man.
Oh, man. When he left the studio, he wouldn't care if you wiped the plugs with your butt. Seriously.
Yeah. All right.
You guys rock.
Thank you, TJ.
Bye.
We were sharing moments with The Rock. There was a picture of him with Andre the Giant holding him in his arms when he was a little kid. And
we got the pictures before the problem started, so at least we got a couple of pictures with him. Oh, man.
Jeff, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I learned today on the show that The Rock really isn't a dick like everybody's saying. He just, you know, stated his opinion and got pissed off at Sick Boy. I don't really think that the stuff should have been said on that website, but he didn't know about it, and you guys didn't know about it.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
No problem.
All right, bye. Jerry, you're next, Jerry. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
I learned today that if I go into the bar before the O&A show is over, I missed the best radio of the damn week.
You missed it?
Yeah, I missed it.
Oh.
How to take the clients out because they want to go out booze, and I get back in the car and I'm hearing about this and I'm saying it never works out.
Jerry, it was the most uncomfortable 3 minutes of my radio career.
Well, I'm sure you guys handled it the best. You guys are the best.
I mean, we're trying to like talk to him or say anything, and he's just looking down like this, and then he goes, "Let's wrap it up, guys."
And what did Sick Boy say to him?
We rehashed it for the last hour, but I don't know.
Whatever. All right, well, you guys, then I guess I got to tune in when you guys go on vacation again so I can find out what I missed.
All right, man, thanks.
You guys are the best.
All right, bye. Jason, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned that you guys are like those comics that you had call on from jail. You're both getting blamed for things you didn't do.
Yeah.
All those convicts were innocent.
Yeah. Very good, man.
All right.
Bye. Tim, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Guys, I learned if you guys ever suffer from constipation in the future, just think back to today's show. It'll clear you guys right up.
Yeah, I got to check my pants, man.
Yeah. Go out and get some new shorts, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Later.
Bye. Tommy, what's going on?
Hi. What I learned today is The Rock needs a reality check. As for a professional, he should look into more on how he's acting. He should, you know, you're there helping him plug his book and everything like that. And, you know, his fans are what makes his book and what makes him who he is.
Right.
And to pull a stunt like that, you know, I mean, as a professional, professional people handle themselves a little bit better than just run away like that.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Oh, great. Instant feedback. Some guy saying that when Rock was explaining his point, I should have ping-ponged him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Joe, what's up?
Yeah, I learned one thing. I learned a couple of things today, but mostly that I could get disappointed in you guys, and that you guys are, like, sounded spineless, man.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed.
How?
I mean, you grew up in New York. You should have stood up for yourself. And I mean, I know the guy's a big guy, but I mean, what's he going to do, beat the crap out of you?
No, like I said, I got to listen to the tape because I thought we actually told him what was going on. And Joe, what?
Yeah, but just like the tone of your voice, though. Joe, like you were saying, like you were stuttering, you sounded like you guys were scared out of your minds.
It was so uncomfortable in here. You got, what are we supposed to do?
Joe.
Just all of a sudden, hey,
what was
Rock,
he going to do, beat the crap out of you?
Joe,
come on.
We were blindsided, first of all. All right, and we didn't know what to say because we didn't even know what he was. I swear to you, I'm going to say it again. I had no clue what he was talking about.
All right, I still love you guys, but I'm a little disappointed.
No, whatever, that's fine. It's going to happen on this show. You know what I mean? But I freaking had no clue what he was talking about. If you were here, it was very obvious he didn't want to listen to anything we had to say at that point.
So you know what? Then the hell with him. The hell with him. Then he's really not a friend of the show.
All right, Joe.
Sorry, guys.
Bye. One last call and we'll get out of here.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't, Opie.
Jim, thank God you're the final call of the radio show today. What's going on?
Nothing much, Opie. Just learned what the true meaning of train wreck radio is today. If that wasn't heart-stopping to listen to you two guys squeal like that. You gotta be the two biggest fags in the radio.
Oh, you sick bastards. You guys enjoyed that.
It was the best. It made me sick to my stomach to listen to you guys squirm like
we
that.
We were dying, man. I got
to
hear the tape.
The two of you squirming.
It's
going
to be painful to listen to.
But I don't know. I don't know.
It was just...
And Sick Boy. Oh, my God.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Loved every minute of it. You guys suck.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll play the last, 20 seconds of that interview instead of the train next time. I'm leaving.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna be taking the back way out just in case someone's waiting out front.
I'm taking the corporate helicopter out of here today.
The Rock's gonna lay the smack down.
All right, we'll see you guys for FU Friday tomorrow.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in. You never know what you're gonna hear when you listen to the Opie and Anthony show.
That is for sure.
Hey, Ann, your mom did say I was hot.
Oh, come on, Mom! Don't bang Opie.
My mom, I'm yours.